from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz,
yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Maury's about to get smoked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, Maury, who is Darcy Fierce?
Darcy Fierce is my abs for days instructor at Barry's Boot Camp.
First of all, stop calling it boot camp. Just call it the gym. Nobody's teaching you how to jump out of a helicopter. Okay. Are you getting
M16? It's in the title, Barry's Boot
Camp. Stop. When did people start calling the gym boot camp? What happened to the gym? Why can't we just go to the gym? Because why does everybody have to go to boot camp now?
Because then when you succeed, you've accomplished more.
What have you succeeded at? You're going to the gym.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound cool.
Exactly. You're going to the gym. Enough. I'm so sick of the boot camp aspect of gym. Just call it the gym.
Rage over
there's
here.
Nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with gym. So okay, anyway, so I'm looking on Instagram and Maury with Darcy Fierce. Is that his real name?
That's his real name.
Okay. So Maury with Darcy Fierce does a video where he arm wrestles him, right? Which is fine. And this guy who's in fantastic shape destroys Maury in an arm wrestle.
Of course.
But Maury wrote, since I've never lost to Roz Weston, I had to challenge Darcy Fierce. Oh like God. Trolling me. Because we all know every time that I arm wrestle Maury.
You're like 6-0.
I'm like 6-0.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The three in my life, the three greatest things in the world for me are having my butt cheeks tickled before I fall asleep.
Okay.
Nothing But a Good Time by Poison and beating Dammit Maury in an arm wrestle.
Okay.
Those are the three things that I look most forward to in life.
Sure.
Okay. Whenever those three things happen.
Fair.
Trying not to comment on the first one.
Right. Don't you worry about the first one, Maury. Okay. My love for having my butt cheeks tickled has nothing to do with you. But what does have everything to do with you is about to get smoked. Normally, it's not me instigating the arm wrestling. Normally, it's not me. No, it's always Dammit Maury who comes in here and just throws his arm up on the table.
Sure. But this one, he put it out on a public domain.
Thank you.
For everybody to see.
Yeah. Full of lies.
Yeah. Full of lies.
Yeah. Darcy Fierce, who runs a gym, by the way, not a boot camp. So, hold on, let me take my jacket off.
Yeah, let me
get my song queued up, Mocha. It's nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
Done.
Okay? It's one of the greatest hair metal songs of all time.
Let me take my glasses off.
Oh, I'm always taking his glasses off.
Hold on, did you just roll up a short sleeve shirt?
Roz was taking his jacket off. I felt I had to do something.
Okay, whatever, dude.
That may be one of the greatest things. Okay, so Maury?
Okay, this is, I need to figure out what position to get in.
The position to lose. So, your normal state.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready, Maury?
Born ready, yo.
Okay. So, just wait.
So, what? You guys are going right arm, right arm. Okay?
Right arm, right arm.
Oh,
hold on. I got to get the microphone nice
this
and
is
close.
My right arm.
I got to get the microphone nice and close.
No.
Can I just do one thing here?
What?
Can you just put it down here? I just want to make sure you're not going to hit your hand.
Don't worry about it, Maury. My hand is not going to hit. Maury needs to measure me for the win.
Oh, no. Yo, can I just say, I've never seen this look in Roz's eye before.
Yeah.
Maury.
Get my song ready. Get my song ready.
Your hand may actually break.
You start that song. As soon as Maury's hand hits this table and you hear the ow, we're going to start. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Maury? Mocha, you say go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, see, I'm giving him like a little chance right here.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
And still. Can I just say, too, when you let Maury like try for a second, his arm was shaking like a leaf. Holy cow.
You've just been to Roz's boot camp.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, let me ask you a question. And this goes back to the Mandela effect.
Okay.
So the Mandela,
which I only found out was a thing until like last year.
Right. Alternate universes where one thing happened, a certain amount of people believe one thing to be absolutely true, and then other people believe something else to be absolutely
true. Not Nelson Mandela.
Yes. So Bernstein Bears and Berenstein Bears is the big example. Some people will swear and die by the fact that growing up, their books were called the Berenstein Bears.
I'm one of those people.
And other people. And the reality is that
it's Berenstein, right?
No, it's Bernstein.
Oh, Bernstein.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. And I will never believe that because to me, it's always the Berenstein Bears.
When you go to the bookstore, it's the other way.
It's Bernstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Neil,
weird.
The way I found out about the Mandela effect and like really started looking into it.
Yeah.
Because my friend Neil is very much into.
Right.
Like, you know how there's like flat earthers out there?
Yes.
My buddy Neil is a Mandela effector.
Okay.
So what is that?
So, I'll give you another example of the Mandela effect. From that movie Field of Dreams.
Yes. Right?
The big quote in Field of Dreams.
If you build it,
they will come.
But it's actually, if you build it, he will come in the movie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's not if you build it, they will come?
No, in the movie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Because he was looking for one guy.
So here, listen, I'll play it for you. Turn my computer up real quick. And you will clearly hear the voice say, if you build it, he will come.
If you build it, he will come.
Play it again.
Okay. If I must.
If you build it, he will come.
Nice, Jose.
No, he does not. So what I was getting at after all these fantastic examples is, so I'm on the couch last night and Roxy is eating Tic Tacs.
Okay.
And she pops one in her mouth and she goes, hey, do you want one? And I go, no, I'm not a real fan. She's like, no, these are great because they're orange.
Orange Tic Tacs.
We all remember orange Tic Tacs.
Yeah. Oh,
tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
Were orange Tic Tacs not actually orange? Because now orange Tic Tacs are white.
Hold on, what? No, back in the day, they had orange Tic Tacs that looked like they were the color orange.
No, see, but when they first came out, though, they were white.
The container is orange.
Yeah, but the Tic Tacs inside were white, but tasted orange.
So this is my question.
But now they've colored them.
Okay. No, they have not. They're white now.
Oh, so they've
always
been white.
The container is orange. The Tic Tac is white. But I in my head, remember
the
container being clear and the Tic Tacs being orange.
Samesies. Are you sure? Did you do any research?
I did not.
Man, let me look this up real quick.
I thought I'd bring it to the family here.
Like multicolored tic, like I've seen.
I'm telling you right now. Right.
I've seen blue.
Okay. I'm telling you right now. Not about those. Orange Tic Tacs are now white.
Tell me those aren't orange. Those every single one of these on this picture I'm showing
you. Okay, but see the orange container.
This one. Yeah.
So inside that orange container, those Tic Tacs are not orange. They're white.
What a time
I'm telling
to be alive.
You, orange Tic Tacs are white. They're not orange.
But what about this pack right here?
I don't know. Maybe it's old. Maybe they switched it. And why would you do such a thing?
Yeah, if you're going to have an orange Tic Tac, make the friggin' Tic Tac orange.
Make the Tic Tac orange.
Stop messing with us.
Yeah, so that's what they've done. So I thought I was in some weirdo thing.
Why did your kid look at you like?
No, I looked at my kid like I thought she was a liar. I'm like, those are not orange. I know what an orange Tic Tac looks like. Okay, don't fool me. There's going to be some like.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, look at this.
Okay. Yeah.
No, they had to have changed them at some point.
But
in
at
history.
What point? At what point? Okay, I don't know.
Like the early 2000s, I'm going to say.
You say? What? You're just saying that based on what?
Just on nothing.
based on nothing.
Hypothetical guess. Hello, Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
It's Cheryl.
What's up, Cheryl?
I have to agree with you that orange Tic Tacs used to be orange.
Thank
You're not
you.
Crazy.
Thank you.
And green ones used to be green.
Yeah, okay. So
that's what I remember.
I thought we were in some other Mandela effect vortex here. But there is one other Mandela effect, Mocha, that I didn't get to.
Okay.
So the big one is the Forrest Gump Mandela effect.
Okay, here we go.
And,
I love Forrest Gump.
Yeah, let me just get this for you here.
Run, Forrest!
Get rid of this.
Why don't you love me, Jenna?
What is the line when Forrest is sitting on the park bench with that woman that he's explaining what Mama always said?
Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Right. Okay.
My mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Even with the accent, you're both wrong.
What is it?
Let me play this for
Hello,
you.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Do you want a chocolate?
Okay.
Do you want a chocolate? Okay.
Yep. I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
Yep.
My mama always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
It's not life is like a box of chocolates. It's life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, snap.
Have you ever heard anyone quote Forrest Gump and say life was like a
no,
box of
never.
Chocolates?
Everybody you that never ever know quotes what you're gonna get. Forrest Gump says life is like a box of chocolates.
I'll play it again for you.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, damn.
It is definitively not life is like a box of chocolates.
What
it's
you doing,
life,
Forrest?
Right?
Messing with me all these years.
What you doing, Forrest?
Hey, Cheryl, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good morning.
Right on.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kickstarter is such a great place, man. You ever bought anything off Kickstarter?
No.
No?
Is anything that I've wanted to invest in?
Yeah.
Just never got to the goal.
Oh. I got a couple real great things off Kickstarter, man. Really great things off Kickstarter. I bought an
outdoor... Like a blender cooler?
I bought an outdoor fire pit on Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah,
it's
you,
really
you
dope.
Still use it?
Yeah,
has it broke yet?
No, it's amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so the big story over the weekend was ketchup slices. So there was a Kickstarter from a company in LA that is developing ketchup slices. And an 8-pack of ketchup slices is $10. And when we say ketchup slices, it's sort of like dehydrated ketchup, almost like a fruit roll-up that you would then individually place on whatever it is that you wanted to eat. And then maybe, I don't know, I don't know what happens. It's just, it's a ketchup slice. But when did we become too lazy to squirt?
Yeah.
Right? How convenient do we need ketchup to be? They already made that space-age bottle that you keep in the fridge upside down.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect squirt every single time.
Yeah.
It's the perfect squirt every single time.
Yeah.
When did we become too lazy to squirt? Why do we need a ketchup slice?
I don't
right?
know. That's you know? Just ridiculous.
It's when people, you know.
People are lazy,
they
man.
Are, but it's everything, though. It's I'm all about, listen, man, find something in life that will make other people's lives easy and you will be a success, okay? But don't create a problem and then offer the solution. There was no problem with squirting.
Right.
Okay. Nobody's annoyed. Nobody's annoyed
Pause.
By a precision squirt.
You use a different way of explaining this, please.
I don't understand what you mean.
Just
okay.
Okay. Sorry. Just
okay.
Continue.
So I'll go back in the day when you had to grab it and pound the end, right? Of the ketchup bottle, right?
Yeah.
I understand the technology needed to change. Because,
let me get on Twitter real quick.
Okay.
Hashtag grab it.
Okay. Because when you had to hold it.
Grab it and
okay,
pound the
stop
end.
Stop it. Stop it. When you had to hold it and pound the end, okay, that wasn't the most convenient way of getting ketchup. And then they developed the new bottle, which is it has that cool little rubber gasket on it and you'll keep it upside down and it's the perfect squirt every single time.
Right.
We're okay with ketchup. We don't need to develop something after that point.
I agree.
Take your intelligence and put it towards something else, right?
Build a rocket.
Do something to make somebody's life easy. We don't need ketchup slices.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Use your knowledge and help develop a flying car.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the squirt. It has everything to do with the coverage, the spread.
But why can't you just
Because when you squirt, it comes out all clumpy and into one spot.
What are you
right?
talking
when you squirt,
about?
It comes out all clumpy, but if you're going to use the slice, it covers a wider variety.
No,
I don't think so,
you're,
man.
No, you're using it wrong.
That means the original intent, like you don't know how to use it then.
Yeah, no. And anyway, listen, stop being so lazy, okay? Squirting's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. The bottle's fine.
Don't knock it till
we
you
don't,
try
we
it.
We don't need anything else.
I agree.
Nothing.
Okay.
Pound the end. Stop it. Old school.
Come
That's
on.
Me. Glass bottle.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Air Transat's Kids Club.
Yeah, this is huge. I started to think that when I was a kid, we never went on vacations. And I always thought that it was because maybe we didn't have, you know, the money or we couldn't get the holiday time. I realized it was because my dad didn't want to deal with the hassle because I would have been a nightmare. Because when I was a kid, there was no such thing as Kids Club, which is what Transat has. Very easy to sign up. It's available to all kids from 2 to 11. Also free to sign up. What it gives you, okay? This is why traveling with Kids Club on Air Transat is amazing. First of all, free seat selection, dedicated check-in counter for families, which means you're not standing in a giant line while a nightmare child like myself is freaking out, ruining what should be a great day going on vacation.
Also, pre-boarding. How about that? Yeah. Pre-boarding for members and their families in economy class. Plus, you know, the kids, they love surprises. You're going to get a whole bunch of them as soon as you get on that plane.
And then when you land, it's priority baggage as well. So your bags come off first. So the kids, again, nightmare children like myself.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I'm not standing around telling my dad how much he sucks and ruining vacation time.
Oh, damn. Visit airtransat.com to learn more about their Kids Club.
Okay. Let's take a phone call.
Kiss 92.5. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, who's this?
Jada.
What is it?
Jada.
Oh, Jada, what's going on?
Not much. I'm heading to a job interview. I was hoping you guys could wish me good luck.
All right, good luck. What is the what's the job you're applying for?
Well, it's for internship for my third year of college.
Okay.
It would be working with youth and taking them to like destinations across like North America or internationally, if I get that part, which would be kind of cool.
Oh. Kids sign up and then you take them on vacation?
Like educational vacations, yeah.
Oh, to places like where?
Like anywhere in Canada, the state. If I'm lucky, maybe something international would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
like Vegas.
I don't think they would take both of to Vegas, but that would be cool.
So, Jada, what do you think makes you qualified for this position?
I am in my third year of child and youth care.
Uh-huh.
Doing this, you learn positive role modeling, how to be a good support system for youth. I also did, you kind of have to be open to doing drama, and I also did drama for a while as well. Hmm. So I think I'd be a fun host for the show.
Okay, so
for the show.
We hear you. What are you nervous about? Are you any parts of the...
Last part again?
Okay, I just thought you got hit by a truck on your way to a job interview. Okay, you're still with us. Okay, anything about the job interview that you're potentially nervous about? Are there any questions that you're unsure of how you may answer?
So basically, I have to do a bit of a skit, and I have to introduce myself, and then I have to pretend to, like, as if I was taking them on a trip.
This is the weirdest job interview ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100% serious. And I got the email for the interview on Wednesday, and today's Thursday, so I've had like barely 24 hours to prepare, but I'm trying to feel confident about it.
Hold on. So there, you have to go into a job interview where you, during the interview, you have to stand up and act like you're doing that job? That is the weirdest job interview ever.
Yes, so I'm going to take my improv skills from high school and hope that saves me for this.
Do you have like that information in front of you right now? Is it like a script?
So basically what they gave me was...
What's the scenario?
So pretty much any scenario. So the first 60 seconds is introducing myself.
Uh-huh.
And like fun facts about me.
Okay.
The second part would be being a tour leader, and I have to pretend to take them somewhere. So I'm thinking I'm going to do New York.
Okay. All right. So Roz and I are a couple kids in New York. Jada as our tour guide. Go.
Hey, everyone. So here we are in New York City, otherwise known as the Big Apple.
Mm.
A little fun fact for you here. It costs a hot dog vendor over $200,000 to keep their hot dog stand open a year.
I have a question. Why do they call it the Big Apple?
Ooh, you're hitting me with the hard questions here. I am scared.
Not really that difficult.
Okay, here's the thing. You gotta know stuff like that.
Yes.
Right?
I'm actually Googling everything now.
Yeah, if you're going to say something like also known as the Big Apple, just say why it's known as the Big Apple. Don't just throw that out there, because kids like me who snuck alcohol on the trip are going to start asking drunk questions and embarrass you in public.
Fair, that's true. Part of the interview is questions and managing also crisis as well.
Yes.
So that's very true.
Right. Okay.
How many hot dog vendors are there in New York City?
Oh, these are facts that I don't even think you can find online.
Okay.
But let's say over.
Let's see how you are.
Maybe 200 or more.
Let's see how you are at crisis management. okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're going to give you a scenario now. So, again, a couple of kids. You got us in New York City. Jada, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course, Ross. Okay,
yeah. I know that it's probably difficult, but there's really nobody here. My parents aren't here, and you're the only person that that I can talk to. And I know you've had training for this, so I'm wondering if you could help me get through a situation that I have going on right now.
Okay, no problem. What's going on?
I think Mocha got me pregnant last night.
Hey!
Oh, okay. Did you guys use any sort of protection?
No, never.
No? Okay, well, this happened last night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm glad you feel comfortable talking to me.
Yeah.
I think the first thing we should do, probably if you can go with your friend, or I can come with you if you don't have anyone to go with, we can get you some plan B.
Oh, make sure. Jeez.
Wow, already plan B.
Right to plan B, huh? Wow.
No joke.
Doing your 16, did you want to continue with this?
No joke. I thought Jada was going to suggest taking you to one of them hot dog stands nearby so we can continue the conversation.
Yeah, we can go get the plan B, and then we can go get a hot dog from those stands after.
Okay, yeah. I tell you, Mocha got me pregnant, and you're like, did I mention the $200,000 hot dog stand.
Yo, Jada, thanks so much for calling in today. All the best with your job interview.
Also, fun fact, they also call Mocha Big Apple.
You don't have to ask why, girl.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Yo, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning, Mocha. Hi. Good morning, Roz.
Hello.
I was just calling to remind Roz that he no longer has to blow the eggs anymore for Easter, because they're available in Dollar Store, actually.
Huh?
Okay.
What eggs?
Okay, so, you know, when I said that one of the duties as a dad, one of the painful duties as a dad.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know how this narrative started that moms have it the hardest when it's clearly dads.
Oh, wow.
Because
I'll tell
you why. Because whenever there's something that is gross that needs to be done as the family, generally, all eyes are just on the dad. And one of those gross things is blowing an egg.
Huh?
And when Easter rolls around and the kid wants to paint eggs, you have to poke a hole in the top of the egg and poke a hole in the bottom of the egg and blow the yolk out through the little tiny hole.
Gross.
And you got to like blow it through the membrane. And
gross.
So I have like almost passed out year after year after year, standing over the kitchen sink, blowing eggs.
Ew.
Like just one after another. And the girls just line them up too. They just like one little hole. And then it gets passed to me and I wrap my mouth around it and I just blow.
That's what she said.
And stop it. And it hurts so much. Uh-huh. And my eyes start to water and my ears start ringing. And so what you're telling me now is that I no longer have to spend my holiday Friday blowing eggs. Hello?
Priya!
Hello? Looks like I'm spending my holiday Friday blowing eggs again.
Wait.
Maury, you want to blow? Come on.
What?
Maury came back with two eggs in lightning speed. I appreciate this, by the way. Okay, so I have a fork here. I'm going to poke one tiny little hole in the top. I hope to God I don't break this.
Those are organic eggs. I have
not done this in a long time.
That's what she said.
Stop. Okay, there's one little hole in the top right there, Maury. I kind of busted it a little bit, but whatever. What are you going to do? Okay, and then I'm going to poke another little hole. I know it's terrible when you watch somebody.
Why do you need to do this? Like, can't you just paint over the shell with the egg?
No, because the problem is that it starts to smell after a while. Like, if you paint hard-boiled eggs, you can only really display them for a very short period of time. And then...
Easter's only like...
Right?
A day.
Yeah, no, but you like to do it the week, you like to do it a week in advance, right?
Like my kid, like Christmas, like when you put up the tree.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there, Maury, is two little holes, one on the top of the egg, one on the bottom of the egg. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your mouth right around this hole, okay, and you're going to start blowing until all the egg comes out of the bottom of the egg. Like, blow hard. No, you're going to have to really put your mouth on it, Maury. You're not kissing it. Yeah, like that. Okay, blow. No, you need a good seal. You're not sealed.
Ew.
Oh, God.
They suck.
That's not good. Okay, no. So there's a little bit coming out now. Move the cup down a little bit so I can see what's doing here. So Mocha can see.
That looks so gross.
Ew. Okay, now you have not got to the yolk yet.
Oh!
How you feeling?
Okay.
How you feeling?
I feel really lightheaded.
Yeah.
Okay, two things.
Yeah.
Number one, Number one, it looks like snot coming out of somebody's nose.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Number two, if you watch any of those like seriously extreme Dr. Pimple Popper videos,
yes,
when she like drains
yes
stuff,
yes,
that's what it looks like.
Okay.
That's so gross.
Okay, keep going more. Look at his face. No, not done yet.
Oh, God, that's so gross. That is so gross, guys. Honestly.
I need a moment.
That's so gross.
I look down and it's so nasty.
That's what she said. Keep going, Maury. Ew. Oh, God.
Keep going, Maury. Can you see his face?
Ew.
Nothing's coming out of the tip.
Keep going. Oh, you're almost there. You're almost there. Go.
Oh my God,
go,
that part
go.
Looks so wrong.
He just put some in his mouth.
Ooh.
He just got each good.
Let's okay,
go.
It.
Go.
Ew. Oh, God! Sounds like a dying duck.
Okay, keep going. Come on, Maury, you got this. One
There's
more.
Liquid
one more.
Out of my
I know.
Eye.
One more big blow. Come on, you got this. You got this. If anybody ever, if any, keep going. It's almost out. It's just hanging there. If anybody ever asks me that doesn't have a kid, hey, what's it like being a dad? I'm going to show them this video.
Every year.
All right, hurry up.
Oh, one more God. Blow, Maury. One more blow. You got this. It's almost Easter. You got this. It's almost out. It's almost out. Push. Push, Maury. Push. Blow. Blow, Maury. Blow.
Come How on, are dads not dying every Easter?
One more blow, Maury. One more blow.
I think Maury may actually have a heart attack.
There we go. One more. One more
oh,
big one.
My
That's
God.
Last one. Last one coming up.
Holy Jesus, Easter sucks.
Or blows.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeah. Oh, what is this we're listening to?
Hippity hop and hippity hey. Five little bunnies went out to play. Hippity hop and hippity hey. One little bunny hopped away. How many bunnies are left?
Four! Yeah.
You're so good. Hippity hop and hippity.
I thought it'd be nice to just play a little something going into the Easter long weekend.
I can chill to this.
Right?
Hippity hey.
One little bunny hopped away. How many bunnies are left now?
Three.
Ooh. All right.
This guy's cool. I like
right?
him.
Getting into the Easter spirit. Damn, Maury got super weird yesterday. If you've been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show long enough, you know that whenever Damn It Maury calls Roz outside of the Roz and Mocha Show, when Roz is like literally at his busiest, when he's working at ET Canada,
yeah,
or in a state of wanting to spend time with his family while he's at home,
right,
Damn It Maury will call and record that phone call.
Yeah.
And the one that took place last night was...
I don't even remember what we talked. I know I was annoyed.
Damn It Maury talking about Easter and looking for places as a 40-year-old man.
Right.
Who's married to another 40-year-old man, looking for places, ideas of where to hide eggs in their condo.
I'm like, what do I look like, the Easter Bunny? I don't know these things, man.
Yo.
Yes, queen. How are you?
Good.
Why do you sound like you're tired?
I'm not. What's going on?
So I want your help with egg hiding.
What do you mean?
Like, if you have good places where I should hide eggs around my place.
I do not know.
Like, you know, I'm thinking, like, do I hide them in Matthew's bathroom? Do I hide some eggs behind the washing machine?
You live in, like, 400 square feet.
900, actually.
Okay. Very small, 900.
Where are, if I dare, egg-cylind hiding places?
Stop. Are you okay, sweetheart? Can I take this call this morning? Okay.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Don't call my Catherine sweetheart. It's so weird. Behind the couch cushions. Okay. In the cupboards.
That being said, or do you want me to dress up as the Easter Bunny when she's, you know, looking for the eggs and I could tell Easter jokes with all her friends?
Nope.
Hey, kids, how does the Easter Bunny travel? By airplane. Hello?
Hello?
Is this a game?
Is it? Are you wheezing on the phone?
So weird.
No.
You would be the worst Easter Bunny ever.
Hey, kids, how does the Easter Bunny stay fit? Exercise and hair robotics. So, because like I can get a bunny costume if you want.
Oh, I think you already have one. I'm actually convinced that you already have one. Give me one guess where you hide the eggs while you're wearing that.
Hey, kids, where did the Easter egg hide? He was a little chicken. Hello?
Hello?
All right, so what time do you need me there?
Shut up.
Well, I'll say noon. Hair o'clock. Hello?
Hello?
I'm going to hang up on you this time. You hung up on me.
Did you say, instead of aerobics, did you say hair robotics?
I think you did.
Hair robotics.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
As promised, would you like to play Pinched?
Of course.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play. All right. Woo! Here we go. Love Pinched. Some have called it torture trivia. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of fun. In between Mocha and Maury is a stack of old school wooden clothes pegs.
Yes.
I will ask them a series of questions. Get a question wrong, you get pinched.
Okay.
Your opponent has the opportunity to stick a wooden clothes peg anywhere on your body that they see fit. Mocha, can I hear your buzzer? Maury? Again, for the people at home, Mocha? Maury? Okay, gentlemen, your categories today are All That Hair and Mariah Carey. Just kidding, sports.
Oh. Yo, you should get a pinch just for that one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Maury, I will let you choose the category first this time.
Hair.
Hair. All that hair. Okay. All revolving around different hairstyles, by the way, gentlemen.
Okay.
Okay. This type of braid would go great with fries. Maury.
Pony.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Pony? Wait, before I give my answer, can you please explain?
It was the first braid that came to mind.
Okay.
And I assume that you could have fries on a pony.
This type of braid would go great with fries. Mocha? This type of braid would go great with... Women are screaming at you both right now, you two idiots.
Would go great with...
You are going to get murdered so hard on social after this.
There's no such thing as a burger braid.
No, there's not.
Onion?
There's no such thing as an onion braid.
And also, why would onions don't go with fries?
Gross. And there's no such thing.
You just got two answers wrong that weren't like.
And there's no such thing as a ham braid.
No, there's no such thing as a ham braid. Gentlemen, what we were looking for was French. A French braid would go great with French fries. Oh. You two dingbats. Moving on. Nobody has been pinched yet. One on the back is a ponytail. Two off the sides are named after this animal. Maury.
Scott.
Incorrect.
What animal?
Scott. No, one off the back.
Yeah.
Is a ponytail. Two off the sides are named after this animal. Mocha.
Pigtails
for the steal. Okay. You get to pinch Maury with a clothes peg.
Okay, let's go with your ear.
Again, the category is all that hair.
The middle of the ear, right there.
Oh, right.
Cartilage.
Yeah, right.
And your ear's already red.
right off the side of the ear like that. Looks like you got a little wing. Okay, gentlemen, continue with the category of all that hair. Two words, Bob Marley. Maury.
Afro.
Incorrect.
What?
Okay, Mocha for
dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Yes.
Come on, man. Afro.
Okay.
You know what?
Also, you said two words.
You know what? I'm going to stick with Damon Maury's left ear.
Yes.
Simply because. Is that a pimple?
Oh, get it on the pimple, please. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is
Wait,
so gross.
Hold on.
Dude.
Where's okay. the pimple?
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to touch it, but.
Oh. Am I anywhere near it?
It's on the outer rim
okay.
of the ear.
Okay.
Oh. It looks like the pimple's gonna pop. Okay. It looks like the pimple's
okay.
gonna pop.
Okay, finally, achy breaky hockey hair. Mocha.
Mullet.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I got that one.
No, you did not. Mocha going back to the ear yeah. again. With
you know
a
why?
Peg.
Because it's like really, really red.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna attack this ear.
Yeah, with clothes pegs.
Oh, God damn it, my eyes.
Morris' eye just started to
my
twitch.
My left eye's watering.
Okay, moving on to the category of Mariah Carey. Just kidding, sports.
Yeah.
Decathlon has this many events. Duh. Mocha.
10.
Yes.
I don't get it.
You don't get right.
That's why you get a close bang on the ear.
What were you going to say? You buzzed in, Maury.
But 10. Okay.
Okay, Mocha's going back to the ear with another close bang.
I'm going to go right next to
right
the pimple. Ugh.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh man.
You really look hilarious. Does.
You look hilarious. Maury has four close pegs sticking up one ear. Moving on. A helmet is to your head as a jock is to your Maury.
Crotch.
Yes. Would have accepted balls. Would have accepted anything. Yes, crotch.
Okay, damn it, Maury.
Damn it, Maury.
Okay. I'm going to go with my favorite.
Which is where?
The nose.
Right in the nose. Right on the corner of the nose. Ooh.
Wow,
that was one of the better screams that we've ever had playing Pinch.
Oh my God, that one really
You can't
hurt.
Take it off.
No, it fell off.
Mocha just hit the floor.
Oh my God.
Why did you just buzz in, Maury?
Oh, frick, man, that one really hurt.
I didn't know what else to do. So I buzzed in.
Okay, gentlemen, name the movie There's No Crying in Baseball. Maury.
League of Their Own.
Excuse me?
League of Their Own.
It
League
of like
their
you
own.
Said League of Their Own.
No, League of Their Own with Madonna.
Yes. Okay, Maury. Okay, Maury, going back
but
to
but
the...
I want to go eyebrow.
Okay, Maury going to ow, the ow, eyebrow. Ow. Oh, just a little. Final question, gentlemen. Final question
okay.
in the category of Mariah Carey. Just kidding, sports. A hat trick is what you get when one player scores this many goals in a single game. Maury.
3.
Yes. Maury going back up for the other eyebrow.
Ow! Oh, Jesus, man!
It's not supposed
All you're
to make
doing
that noise.
Is pinching my skin.
That's the name of the game. It's
I
called
know.
Pinch. Okay.
Holy.
Okay.
Okay, let's count
okay,
them up.
Okay, let me count them up. Mocha, you have 1, 2, 3. Maury, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Today's winner, Mocha.
Yes.
There
yes!
we go. And that is how you play Pinched, everybody.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I know nothing about music. And so I always rely on you, Mocha,
okay.
for your opinions to tell me if songs are good or not.
Okay.
I mean, every now and then I know, like, when I hear a good song. Right? Every yeah. now and then I know when I hear a good song.
Like Justin Bieber.
Like Justin Bieber. But I mostly rely on you. So I need you to dissect these two diss tracks that Wendy's released.
Wendy's?
Yeah. So.
Well, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Like
released,
the burger place?
Yeah. Wendy's released a mixtape called We Beefin'.
Always fresh, never frozen.
Called We Beefin', dissing both McDonald's and Burger King.
Oh no, why?
Yeah, well, because that's the game now, man.
Yes.
You gotta plant your flag. You gotta come out swinging.
I know, but still.
So, Clownin' is, I guess, directed at obviously McDonald's and Ronald McDonald.
No.
And then the other one is called Rest in Greece. So
Rest in Greece.
So, you pick. You choose.
Well, I want to hear Clownin'. I want to hear them
okay.
go straight for the jugular okay. against Mickey D's.
Okay, go ahead.
Steve Wendy, I'ma say it yet again. Don't be silly, you can never mess with this. To beef with me, you don't want to take that risk. And after this, bet you think about who you dissed. Now, let me go and set the record straight. Before you speak my name, you better think and hesitate. Got nothing to hide, we fresh on the side. But you hide from funk, that's probably why you gon' paint your face. My meals are great, people lining up like every day.
Okay. So, I mean, I wouldn't bump this all the time.
Okay. But you think that's good music?
But I will say
yeah.
It's better than some of the trash rap that's out now.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And this is pretty trash.
Okay. And so that, which one was that? Clowning?
That's Clowning.
Okay. Let's go Rest in Grease now.
Now, who's this one? This one's dedicated to who?
I think like Burger King? Either Burger King or McDonald's. I can't. Okay. I have a hard time telling. That, but we tried your food with a flavor at. You number one. That's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive-through always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen when you're in the same old. Nope. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce. It still be so tasty. Mm. Them little tweets don't face me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Why? I know the reason you hate me because I'm fast food. First lady. It's Queen Wendy up in this thing. Y'all can't be the surgery thing. Okay. Two chicken for this beef.
Okay. I actually like that
you
one.
You like this one? Okay, hold on. Okay, let's
Rest in Grease? Okay, I like that one.
Let's roll it back one more time here so I can fully appreciate it. Because I didn't know if this was a good song yet, and then you just told me it was. So now I want to listen to it and appreciate it.
For comedic purposes only.
Okay, fair enough. Whatever.
Okay. Just right off the bat, they go in. And they hate with that, but we tried your food with a flavor at. You number one. That's a joke. Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive-thru always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen. When you need to say more, nope. That baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce. It still be so tasty. Mm. Them little tweets don't face me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Why? I know the reason you hate me, cause I'm fast food's first lady. It's Queen Wendy up in this thing. Y'all can't be the server of things. Y'all too chicken for this beef. Y'all too chicken for this beef.
Y'all too chicken for this beef.
I will say, in that rap though, they mentioned the spicy chicken from Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
Is it?
Anytime I go to Wendy's. Yeah. I don't mess with anything else, just the spicy chicken.
So I guess it's on Spotify, and the track list is called We Beefin' by Wendy's. It's their mixtape full of diss tracks dedicated to both McDonald's and Burger King.
Yo, I'm down for sure. The Roz and
Mocha Show podcast. Craigslist is taking down its personal ads.
No!
Now, is this just in the States, or is this
everywhere?
It's everywhere?
I checked this morning and they kind of moved them to a different spot and shrunk them down.
So Craigslist announced on Friday that it's shutting down its personal section.
This is casual encounters, like, you know, men for women, men for men, women, 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 men.
Following the passing of the anti-online sex trafficking bill in the Senate down in the States that would hold third-party web services criminally responsible for illegal activity marketed on their sites. They say, quote, any tool or service like Craigslist can be misused. We can't take such a risk without jeopardizing all our other services. So we were regretfully taking Craigslist personals offline. Hopefully we can bring them back someday to the millions of spouses, partners, and couples who met through Craigslist. We wish you every happiness. So I guess it's for the people who are using the personals for business, if you know what I mean. Is that correct?
For meeting up for business.
For business.
Mm. Like right. Do I need to get into that?
No, we understand. I just said for business. We don't need to dissect that.
For business.
Yeah. So but is that a big thing? I guess do people, because with everything else, as soon as sort of Tinder and everything else happened, I assumed that the older sort of avenues like Craigslist or Plenty of Fish or J-Date or any of those things
kind of went away,
but I guess they have not, right?
No, they have not.
So Craigslist personals was a thriving community?
It was a very big community.
Really? Yeah. It was.
Like how big, Maury? You seem to know a lot about this stuff.
You seem to be some sort of an expert on this.
I'm far from an expert. I just like to, you know, do some research once in a while.
Okay, so you cruise the personal ads on Craigslist.
No, hey, look, I like to read up once
in a while.
Listen,
man, you're the one that walked in here with all the knowledge.
Yeah. You came okay. here with
it's
stats.
It's part of my job okay. to be informed.
Listen, okay. man. I'm
that way, when you read something, somebody on the show, there, you know, we all have to have okay. our inklings.
FYI, I brought up people meeting their lifelong partner, love of their lives on Craigslist. You're the one that said massage. Yeah. Okay. I didn't bring that up. You did. Yeah,
totally.
So when you're cruising these personal ads on Craigslist, I presume during the day while Matthew's working.
Can we just use the words research?
Okay. When you're uh-huh. doing this kind of research on Craigslist, like...
And it is during the day when Matthew's at work, your
correct,
husband, right? Right?
Hey, I just like... It's like reading a novel.
It's like reading a novel.
Okay, sure.
It's
sure.
A choose the answer is yes. It's really a choose yeah. your own adventure.
It is, okay. yeah. Except when I read a novel, Maury, I don't have the option at the end of every page to call the character and then go to his house and sword fight him.
Naked in his basement.
Okay, I don't.
Yeah. For the record, not okay. done that.
I don't have that yet. Option when I'm reading when I'm reading record. A novel, right? Yeah. You know, I can't call that character where you can in Which, this situation. So how deep are these? Like, because I didn't think the community was that big, but I guess it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, people. If you're going to run a business, you need to be able to put your ad on many different avenues,
right?
So this would just be another. Page that you would use to try and drum up some business.
Right. And so you mean the budding entrepreneur as
yeah,
opposed to
Yeah, you want to
the,
book the, your appointments any way you can.
Okay, I got you. So that's what they're getting rid of because now third-party websites will be criminally responsible, meaning if I call the number and I go to sword fight yeah. that character in the book that I'm reading.
The Choose Your Own Adventure.
Naked in his basement and he kills me. Craigslist is now responsible for that.
Mm, okay.
Is what they're saying. So
because you met on their site. So
just to be best, to just get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to.
Hey man, that makes sense.
Yes. As opposed to saying we are just the platform. What goes on the platform is between the individuals.
Yeah.
Now the platform is now liable for what goes on between the individuals.
Hey man, it's smart.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, this is Roz and Mocha. What is your name?
Hello, this is Cody.
Cody, I understand you have a question.
I do. So my question is, how does Maury never get caught for the things that he does, like his KFC bins, his DMs, his Craigslist creeping, going into Matthew's bathroom, all that stuff?
How has he not been caught by his husband, Matthew?
Yes. Does Matthew not listen to the show? Do your wives listen?
Not really. I don't think he does.
Matthew does not listen at all. I always wonder, like, do people that Matthew work with, like, do they not say anything to him?
Oh, they sometimes, yeah. He has his minions tell him things at work once in a while.
But. Yeah. Like, Maury just showed me a DM on his phone just now.
I wrote...
give me your phone for a second.
Here, I'll open that one up for you.
Don't delete anything.
I'm just going to open it.
Maury! Stop deleting. Why are you deleting DMs?
Why are you deleting
I'm
DMs?
I'm not DMing. I was opening up the one you want.
Which one is it?
Darcy.
Oh, Darcy Fierce.
Oh, the guy at Maury's boot camp at Maury's gym that he flirts with all the time.
Yeah.
How does the other guy at the other gym that you go to feel about you flirting with this guy when you also flirt with him?
So
they don't know I flirt with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I guess this guy, where is he? Looks like he's in a tanning salon. Is that what he's doing right now?
He went tanning.
He went tanning. Uh-huh. Still with the tanning, huh? Like the booth?
You look like that, you got a tan.
No, you can do just a spray. Nobody goes to the booth anymore. So anyway,
obviously Maury initiated the DM, right?
So you're getting better every week. I can't even go through all these things.
OMG. Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah. Hold on. How deep should I go here?
To the very beginning. Oh, no. I want to see how this relationship progressed.
Wait, so I guess he put up on his Insta story that a picture of himself wearing really small underpants. Like they look like children's.
Okay.
Like underoos. Remember underoos?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like he looks like a really well put together superhero.
Okay.
But it's all blue because he's in the tanning booth, right?
Of course.
So it's like, all that blue light on him.
Yeah.
And so he posts that, and then Maury writes him, and all Maury says is, "God damn."
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And two messages above that, Darcy wrote Maury, "And you're getting better every week." Yeah.
Oh,
so, right. So the question that you had is, how does Maury never get caught? I don't know. You, like, how much time in your day do you spend, Maury, cleaning out your history on your computer?
Yeah.
I spend more time cleaning my history than I do the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maury's history on his computer is cleaner than the toilet.
That's so bad.
Yeah. But I think that we can't forget the fact that I do love my husband.
Oh,
but
sure.
But you also do love flirting with other men who are not your husband.
I mean, how can you
not? Like, when was the last time you sent Matthew a text with the caption, goddamn?
Yeah.
Because he just looks so good.
I think it was in a different context. I think the goddamn I sent him was in anger.
Oh, right. Yeah. See, but yeah. But yeah, it's a mystery. Always has been, always will be, love.
Do your wife listen to the show?
Mine? Yeah, Catherine listens to the show. Sure.
Yeah, my wife listens.
But I hide nothing.
Samesies.
No, you're right.
No, my computer's at home right now. She could go through it if she wanted to.
Yeah.
There's no lock on it. There's no password.
If my wife leaves her phone, like, in the bedroom upstairs, and we're like in the basement hanging out or whatever, and she needs my phone, pass it right over.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's admirable.
Maury just started sweating. Maury literally had just like a full body shake at the thought of that happening.
Thanks, Cody.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. The Roz and
Mocha Show podcast. So we got to head back to the Johnny Depp School of Acting here.
Love it.
Because 20 years ago in 1998, this is the day that Titanic won 11 Oscars at the 70th Academy Awards, tying the record set by Ben-Hur. That was in 1959. Titanic, of course, won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Song, so on and so on. So 11 Oscars on this day 20 years ago. The Johnny Depp School of Acting, how this works is the story goes Johnny Depp, very eccentric, far too famous and busy to memorize a script. So while he's on set, he pays somebody to feed him his lines into his ear while he's doing a scene.
Amazing.
Which is incredibly difficult. So Mocha has a script. Maury has nothing but an earpiece. I will feed Maury his lines to him. He will act out the scene with Mocha. Are you ready? So Mocha, you are going to be Rose.
Huh? Quite the honor.
Yeah. Maury, you will be play the part of Jack.
Wait, it's not the naked scene, is it?
It's not the naked scene, no. No. Would you want to do the naked scene or no?
I'd rather if we didn't.
Okay, that's fine. We can avoid it.
I didn't shave.
Okay. No. Okay, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Titanic edition. Maury and Mocha, scene one, and action.
I love you, Jack.
No, don't say so sorry. Don't give up. Don't do it.
I'm so cold.
You're gonna get out of this. You're gonna go on. You're gonna make clays. You're gonna watch some cokes. You're gonna, lady, you're gonna bed warm in your bed. Not here. Not here. You understand me?
Sorry. Pause.
Yeah.
You're gonna what? Wash cloaks?
And you're gonna make clay babies? Is that what you said? So this is obviously what the door scene, right? So this is
the door scene.
They're freezing in the ocean. Titanic has already gone under.
Oh, is this why Jack's just his language is just so messed up because he's already
hypothermia.
It's the point when hypothermia.
Because I don't remember it in the movie. It was kind of a profound scene. I don't remember him speaking gibberish.
Yeah, this is when he's like getting really cold.
Okay. Okay. Oh, because his teeth chattering and stuff. I suspect. Okay, cool.
Let's try this again.
Do I have to chatter?
No. Can we pick it up from where I say I'm so cold?
Yeah, let's pick it up there. Okay. Yeah, because we nailed the first couple lines.
It was flawless.
Flawless. Okay. Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury Mocha, Titanic edition, and take two, action!
I'm so cold.
You're going to get out of this. You're going to go on. You're going to make babies. You're going to grow some grow. You're going to be an old lady. You're going to be warm in your bed. Not queer. Not nut.
What? You're an old lady. You're not going to be queer? Listen, I know this was back in the day, but still.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, it was, it's not here.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have an idea. Yeah. Let's just put a pin in that one. Yeah. We'll go back to that scene. Okay. Let's just continue for the purpose of...
Yeah. We can fix it in post.
Yeah, great job, everyone.
Okay. Moving along. Guys, come on. We're in overtime here. Okay, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury Mocha, Titanic Edition, take three, and action!
I can't feel my body.
Rose, listen to me. You listen. We're going to go on a ticket. We're the best part of my life. I bought you dinner, and thankfully, Rose, I'm thankful. You must give me this honor. You will survive. You will never give an up. Hopeless, and promise me now.
Did you call that girl a hoe? Okay. Come on.
I don't remember...
I don't remember, even in a state of delirium, I don't remember Jack calling Rose a hoe.
That wasn't even in the deleted scenes part of the DVD. Wow, that hypothermia, huh?
Wow, that messes you up.
Let's just do the very last line. Okay, the very last one. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Okay, and action.
I promise.
Never let go.
No, I said never let go.
Never let go.
Thank you.
And scene.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catherine waxed my back last week, and it's all growing in now, and it's all bumpy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, like your whole back?
Well, no, because every now and then, right, like when you're a dad, you have to sort of let your kid torture you every now and then, because kids love torturing you.
Yeah.
They just do. Kids love torturing.
Because it's funny to
fathers.
Them.
It's funny to them. Watching you get hurt and squirm around, it's funny to them.
Slap you in the face, they laugh, scream.
Yeah, so I brought home a bunch of wax strips, and I was like, hey, girls, guess what time it is? And Roxy was like, dad waxing time. And I'm like, yeah, which is the greatest time. But now they waxed, like, and Catherine went right in between the cheeks, too.
Oh,
right?
No, she did not.
Yeah, because that's even funnier.
I couldn't let my wife do that.
Because it's even funnier, right?
Yeah, no,
it's
funnier absolutely for them. Not.
Yeah, it's funny.
I wouldn't be
not
able
like,
to.
Not the bottom part of the cheek, just the top part of the cheek. You know
but
what
like
I mean?
But, like, in the crease?
Well, yeah, but, like, okay. If
just,
I'm
like, entering, not man, the full crease?
Yeah, like, if I'm in the liquor store and I got to get some bottom shelf beer and I bend down, what you can see at that point.
That's still a lot.
Sticking up from the top. Still a lot.
That's
yeah, you're
still
right.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I know.
I wouldn't. I, there's
you couldn't
no
do
way.
That, huh?
Nope. Absolutely
no?
not.
Really?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Why is that? Why is that?
Never. That's just like, listen, there's boundaries.
Yeah?
You know? I just think that there are.
That's a boundary for you?
You know why?
Yeah.
Because I still want my wife to find me sexy.
Oh, I'm beyond that. I realized years ago there's nothing I could do that would make Catherine not find me sexy.
Like, just for me, though. You know, I would be like, even if she said...
I test that theory.
Even if she said, no, I still find you sexy, in my mind, I'd be like, is she lying? Because I let her wax my butt?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me.
Crack?
No, that's a privilege for her.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because I let Catherine wax the small of my back, she's getting nothing for Mother's Day. Like, that was when Mother's Day rolls around. I'm gonna do that move where I'm like, remember when we did that thing?
Yeah,
that
remember
was
back
the
in
gift.
March? Listen.
That was your gift.
Appreciate, don't hate.
Right? Like, that was, I think you're missing the story. This was something I gifted
so
to them.
Here's my question to you, though, is that now that it's growing back and it's itchy, do you feel like the tendency to scratch your butt all the time?
No. Well, I mean, I have a tendency to scratch my butt all the time anyway.
Oh, right, because you don't bathe every day.
Because I'm at the age where I just don't care. I used to, if I ever got a wedgie and I was in public, man, I used to, like, go and put my butt in a corner and just, like, pretend that I was doing something.
Yeah.
Drop something on the ground and pick my wedgie out on the way up. But now I don't care. I'll just dig
you
my
just
wedgie
do
out.
It.
Oh, I don't care. It makes no difference to me.
You're at that
makes,
point
yeah, it makes,
already?
It makes no difference to me.
I just don't care.
I know, but I just don't care. I don't care. If you're going to judge me because I put my hand down my pants to get a wedgie out, because that's how bad they are sometimes, that I actually can't get it from the outside of the jeans because my jeans are so tight that I actually have to slide my hand down between underpants and cheek.
I'm surprised somebody's called the cops yet.
And then scoop.
Disgusting, man.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me read you this headline, Roz.
Please.
Don't ask me why I'm on the Fox News website. I just am.
Listen, man, because you can't stick your head in your sand and pretend that other people in this world don't have different opinions than you do. Do all the foxing you want to do. It only reinforces why you're a good person.
So this is on Fox News website. Very important story, by the way.
Yeah.
Pizza with 111 different types of cheese breaks the world record.
How big was that pizza?
Not big at all.
Oh.
It was still the size of, like, a regular... It actually looks smaller than a large, like in between a medium and a large, which is weird.
How many different kinds of cheese are there?
Apparently for this pizza, 111.
But like, okay, so when we start talking different kinds of cheese, is goat cheese one cheese and then goat cheese with herbs and other cheese?
No,
or is
I think
that
they
still
have
goat
to be,
cheese.
I think that's still goat cheese. I think whatever your base is,
right,
that is the cheese.
Okay.
You can't have different variations.
Have like a jalapeno cheddar next to a cheddar. That's still cheddar.
It's still cheddar.
Okay, I understand
so
that.
So I'd have to get from Guinness all 111 types of cheese, but your standards are in there. Mozzarella, and then they have a bunch written here that I don't even know how to pronounce. Raclette de chèvre.
What's that cheese that I always have a hard time pronouncing and I'm always embarrassed to ask for, but it just melts so delicious. Shut up.
American.
No, it's called, is it Gruyere?
Yeah, that's right.
You ever buy
brie.
That? No, not brie. Gruyere. Yeah, you ever buy that? If you're doing any sort of melty dish, if you're doing a homemade mac and cheese, Gruyere is a must. It melts beautifully. Do you want me to tell you my recipe for mac and cheese or no? Another day.
No, I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just was fascinated that this pizza chef in Berlin, Germany, just broke the world record or set a world record for the amount of cheese.
Yeah. And the fascinating thing that you said is that, like, so how big is the pizza?
It's not big.
No,
it's like the size. Here, look at this. It looks like the size of like a medium pizza.
Oh my God. That's like a 12 inch.
Right.
So he put 100 and what?
111 types of cheese.
On a 12 inch pie.
Measured it out is he took exactly 2.6 grams of each cheese.
Yeah.
And spread it out along that
and
pizza.
And the color's beautiful and on it. All those cheeses all melted together like
this.
That.
And they all shared the pizza after.
Oh, man.
One of the chefs, one of the people who ate the pizza said it was like every time you took a bite, it was like you're biting into a new slice because you're just getting all different types of flavors.
And I imagine that was not a cheap endeavor because cheese is very expensive.
Oh my God,
of course. In order to get 2 grams of Gruyere, you got to buy a brick of Gruyere. Which is very expensive.
Yeah, you're not going to go to a cheese spot and be like, give me 2.6 grams of this.
No, like there's no sort of bulk barn equivalent where you can just sort of go in with tweezers and get all the cheeses you need.
Before you tell me your mac and cheese recipe,
yes, sir.
I will say this in this article. That last month, Guinness World Record breaker for the world's largest pizza.
Yeah.
6 foot by 6 foot square pie weighed 100 pounds in meat, cheese, and sauce.
Oh my God.
100 pounds, meat, cheese, and sauce.
That's a lot.
That was the world's largest delivery
pizza. That's me in a pizza.
That's like Maury as a pizza.
Oh no. Could you imagine?
I guess people just do this because.
Yes, they
because
do,
Maury.
Because, Mocha.
Oh, so what's your recipe for mac and cheese?
Okay, very
hold. I got to sit back because I camembert it.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Chill out here, man. Okay, so.
I get it.
Okay, so a little bit of onion. I like the red onion. Okay?
Okay.
Garlic.
In a mac and cheese?
Yes, a little bit of red onion. I'm telling you right now. Okay, a little bit of red onion. No. Okay? Just listen to me for 1 second. Garlic. Lots of garlic. Olive oil. You take the olive oil, you put it in the pan. Take the garlic, crush it, mash it, do whatever you got to do to it. Chop those onions super, super fine. Get them in there. Not on a hot heat, okay? Just sort of like sweat them a little bit so they're still white. No browning of anything, right? Then the cheeses you're going to use. I like a sharp white cheddar.
Uh-huh.
I like a Gruyere.
Yeah.
I put in a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of mozzarella because it goes stringy.
Mm.
And then the key is go and buy Kraft Singles white cheese in the singles, not the yellow cheese, white cheese. Grab about 5 of those, stack them all together and cut them into 4 because this is what's going to make everything sort of bond together and get gooey. Then, so you take heavy cream, 18% cream, start pouring it in on top of the your onions and garlic. Then take like 1/2 stick of butter, throw that in there, get that all super melty. Then you're going to start adding cheese, more cream, adding cheese, more cream, adding cheese, more cream. When you're near the end, you're going to take those 4 big slices of white processed cheese and put those in there and then let that heat up and it is going to bind everything together. Then you're going to make your noodles,
right? And there's no, you don't have to do al dente or anything like this. Cook your noodles the way you want to cook your noodles. Take those noodles, put them in a separate pot, and then measure out your cheese that goes on top. Mix it. At that point, if you want to throw it under the oven with some panko on top of it for a couple seconds, you can do that. Lots of salt and pepper on top. Lots of salt and pepper on top. That will be the most delicious, creamy white mac and cheese you will ever eat.
I've had.
I guarantee it.
I've had your mac and cheese the one time I was at your house that you deny I was ever there for.
That's true. I don't remember that, but go ahead. Was it delicious?
I sat in your kitchen and you fed it to me.
Yes. Yes.
Like you didn't feed it to me.
You had mac and cheese.
Yes.
Right. Say that. Don't be weird about it.
I mean, a lot of people would say that maybe this
was it good?
It was fantastic. There you're not an impasta.
Fantastic recipe.
Thank you.
Hey, Kiss 92.5. This is Ron Zamoka. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I was just correct your Italian pronunciation while you were describing your macaroni and cheese.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said al dente.
Oh, stop it.
I almost had a car accident.
Oh, yeah, because it's so important to
you. If you're going to use an Italian word, you got to make sure you pronounce it right.
Sure.
Which is?
Al dente.
Al dente, yes. Okay, so I know, I was hearing from Italians all day yesterday
were
about
you?
This. Yes.
You're getting killed.
Yeah, getting killed.
And how do you pronounce that little bread with the little tomatoes on it when you order it in a restaurant?
Oh, I know this one because I live in Woodbridge and they all say it this way.
Yeah.
Bruschetta.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And how about the little dumplings, the potato dumplings that start with the GN?
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
Thank God. Grazie a Dio.
Okay.
Have a great day. Buona giornata.
Okay. Can I just tell you and all the other Italians listening right now? Okay?
No. We're not from Italy. We're from Italy.
Listen, let me just
a manja cake.
let me speak to you and all the other Italians right now. Okay? You should not care that much about pasta that when somebody mispronounces al dente, you almost crash your car.
But it's not just about pasta. You said Italians. It's just the culture I'm worried about.
Hey, now. Hey.
Have a great day.
Hey, okay.
Buongiorno. Love you lots.
Buongiorno.
Ciao, ciao.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast. Do me a favor. Look out the window over there.
Okay.
What do you see?
Nothing.
You don't see on the street?
No.
Cabs are here!
Oh, stop it.
Gotcha.
Don't troll me, man. I'm your partner here. Sure. What are you doing,
man? You really had to train your neck to look out
that
window.
Well, I know. I actually hurt myself doing it. Jerk. Hey, say what you got to say.
Well, Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
We're even closer. A week tomorrow is when Jersey Shore Family Vacation hits MTV, and the gang is back together.
Wow.
Snooki, JWoww, Ron, Pauly D, Vinny, Dina.
Yeah.
No Sammy Sweetheart.
Right. And the situation gets, his sentencing is the day before, is it not?
Or if not, pretty close.
It is, right? Yeah, because of tax evasion. And yeah, geez, man, that's going to be tough.
And what's his situation going to be like in and around that situation?
Well, because I thought
they're always going to clubs, partying, acting crazy.
And I thought that this show was going to be more, you know, just a more of a subtle sort of exploration of what it happens to somebody after they get so famous so fast, and you know, them kind of talking that through. I was really interested in that, and then I saw the commercial for it, and it's just getting drunk at bars again.
Yeah, and
so
David Morey actually
asked, thing.
Sitting down in front of JWoww, asked her that question exactly.
You and Snooki are married with kids. Has it changed being in that environment, drinking, partying, getting hit on, etc.?
I don't think actually we got hit on because everyone really knows that we are married and we are married. So going into it, because we're such responsible parents outside the house, we made a count. We knew our husbands were going to watch the kids. We had our month, our time off. So we made every second count with partying. And we partied harder, I think, than we ever have before.
Oh, partied harder.
Wow.
Do you want to hear things get really awkward?
Wow.
Actually, no, I wouldn't say awkward.
Okay.
You want to hear Dammit Morey flirt with Vinny like crazy?
Oh.
Dammit Morey,
by the
way.
He's got a good body? Oh, he's got a real good body?
By the way, Dammit Morey, very happily, you would think. Happily married man.
I said, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I remember you looking this hot the first time around.
Yeah, dude. Oh. I learned how to take care of myself this time. I'm 30 now, so you know I'm in a better place mentally, physically.
Physically?
Physically. I know how to eat, dude.
Sorry, I'm flirting.
I can tell. I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a good taste.
Okay, so how do I become your meatball?
Oh, no.
More what?
How do I get to be your meatball?
My meatball? Listen, dude, I got too many meatballs. You're cute, though. You're cute. Maybe you'll be a good sausage.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It sounded like Dan Amore's trying to entice Vinny to get in that smush room.
Yeah, I offered a meatball to give me a sausage.
That should be the tagline for the first episode. But again, going back to Mike the Situation, right? What's his situation in that situation?
So Mike the Situation is now sober. How was it for him being in that environment, drinking, clubbing, and not being the way we remember him?
I call Mike the inspiration, but at the same time, he's still weird. He's still Mike. I love him, but yeah. We realize that even though he doesn't drink or party anymore, he's still got his little quirkiness
to him.
Yeah.
But you love him at the same time, so yeah.
Wow. So we're getting closer to Jersey Day, the official Jersey Day, which is April 5th. Jersey Shore family vacation on MTV, baby. Roz, look out the window again.
Why? No, stop it.
Kev's here!
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
7 days away, Roz! From Jersey Shore family vacation.
So that's next week, huh?
Don't act like you don't know.
No, I don't. And I saw the clips. Man, those guys, they look the same, but not. Does that make sense? Like, they all look kind of older. They've all had work done. That's
especially
clear
Mike the Situation.
That's clear. And they all still look like they go tanning. Because that was the big thing, right? It was...
don't act like you don't
no,
know.
No, I was going to say GTL.
Yeah, GTL. Gym tan laundry.
It's not jelly tan laundry. It's a gym tan laundry.
Yeah,
GTL. And they all look like they still go tanning. Like real tanning, not like spray tanning. Because I understand right now, people, they spray tan, right? I get hit up on Instagram all the time for these people that have these new methods of spray tanning because nobody's going to a bed anymore. I used to go to beds.
Do you?
I did. Yeah. I used to love getting my tan. And then I realized I'm actually cooking my insides, right? Like there's no good.
Would you go like once a week?
Oh, sometimes
once
even
a month?
Twice a week.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Twice a week?
Yeah, sometimes twice a week.
Dude,
yeah,
that's so bad.
Yeah, I know it was terrible. Oh, it was terrible. God. Yeah, and I was like, I felt so good. And then I realized the reason I felt so good was because I was cooking my insides. And that feels good, apparently. You know? It feels really good. But I'm just looking at these guys and I'm like, God, if you're still GTLing and you're still doing the G part or the T part, and the L part or the T part, the tan part.
The whole thing?
If you're still tanning, like you gotta, like you have no friends at that point, man. Somebody's gotta tell you to stop with that.
In season one of Jersey Shore,
yeah,
I remember episode one when they were introducing all the people, all the characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but Pauly D in his segment showed everybody in his bedroom he actually had a tanning bed.
Yeah.
There.
Yes.
In his room.
Yes.
So he just get that tan on anytime he wanted.
Yes. It's crazy. That tanning used to be this thing. There's a really old famous picture. And when Heather Locklear years ago, and who she married? Well, she married the Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And this is in the 80s when she was on TJ Hooker. And there's a famous old picture of their living room in that first house they bought. And the only thing in their living room was a set of drums and a tanning bed.
That's so rock and roll, though.
Right?
That is so rock and roll.
But nobody has a tanning bed at home anymore.
Oh, man. And the phone lines are lighting up right now. Let's go to line three. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
So you were saying about the tanning bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, by far, I love them. I still go.
You still go?
Yes.
How old are you?
Well.
And let me guess. I can guess. Hold on here. Hold on here. Okay. So you have this kind of passion for a tanning bed that you still defended, knowing all the risks. You're probably one of those people that before you go on vacation, you think that going to a tanning bed gives you a nice base, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Kelly, you are 45.
No!
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Oh, okay. Same diff. You know that.
It's not the same diff.
You know what, though? With all that tanning,
you're a good arm's length away.
Are you, no offense, but you probably look about 48 with all that tanning.
No, I do not. Thank you very much.
Okay, why do you love tanning so much?
I actually thoroughly enjoy it. It's my go-to to get like 15 minutes away from hearing mom, 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 or Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. I love the heat on my back.
because I have back problems. I was in a car accident.
Yeah.
So I love the heat on my back. It helps actually relax it.
Right. Okay. But no, you know, no doctor is going to recommend a tanning bed to help back problems.
No, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get a heating pad.
Yeah. Get a heating pad.
But they're not the same.
Okay. You know how terrible tanning beds are for you though, right?
Yeah, but so is everything nowadays.
Nah. Like what?
Well, they say certain foods. You shouldn't eat certain foods.
Like what?
Well, all this gluten crap.
But you eat gluten?
I do. Yeah. I'm not one of these ones that are all paranoid and that everything's got to be gluten-free or,
okay.
You know, they go on about the MSGs and...
Yeah, you and I
thought it. You've only got one life. You got to live it to the fullest. Whatever.
I understand you only have one life, but part of one life is, you know, maybe trying to stretch it out for as long as you can and not deliberately giving yourself skin cancer.
You don't have to go into a tanning bed to get skin cancer.
Yeah. So when you go out of the house,
Kelly's got all the answers, huh?
So you don't wear sunscreen, do you, Kelly?
Nope.
No, that's what sucks.
Who cares?
Kelly, you're not alone. There's a lot of people. You're like old school. You're like a cowboy. You know what I mean? It's
go outside, no sunscreen, spoonful. MSG in the morning.
Life,
sure.
I understand this. Life is ugly, so why not look beautiful in it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mom.
I love listening to you guys in the morning. You guys actually make me smile some days.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
That you do. But,
right.
I don't know. You could walk out of your house and be struck by a car.
Yeah, but I know.
Right? I mean, so why be paranoid over everything?
I know, but the difference is you could walk out of your house and be struck by a car, but you can't compare that to going to a tanning booth unless you're willing to say, I walk out of the house blindfolded and cross the street every day. You're upping the risk.
Yes. I'll give you that.
Of course you will, because I'm right.
Hey, Kelly, we got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a great day.
All right,
later, girl.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So down in America.
USA! USA!
Thank you. Pumps me up all the time when you say it like that, Mocha. The Library of Congress, I guess that what they do is they induct albums into the official National Registry Archives.
Oh, okay.
Like sort of historic albums. And I don't know what the sort of time frame is and how long something has to have been in the public domain or whatever it is, how long it had to have been released. But the inductees this time around are real great. Like, real great. This is a fantastic collection.
Oh, okay.
So I have a couple here that you can play. So the first one, remember this Gloria Estefan, Rhythm is Gonna Get You?
Oh, my God.
Remember this? Rhythm is gonna get you. 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 Yeah. Go back to that part again, and I challenge you, because there is not one person who heard that part where it does the dum 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 that did not shake their hips back and forth.
Right here.
Right?
You can't help it.
You can't help it. You can. The song
it's almost
is,
mandatory.
It's demonic. Like, that part of the song possesses you.
Yeah, totally.
Kenny Loggins' Footloose, that whole album is...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's gonna be... I'll hit the ceiling, or else I'll tear up this town. Now I gotta cut loose.
Woo!
Yeah.
Footloose.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah, baby.
It's not bad. And finally, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
I used to sit in my parents' basement. I guess it would have been my basement too. Listening to this album. I wore this album out.
Like, my parents have this album.
I wore this album.
It's from a movie,
out.
Right?
What's that? No, it was just a record. And then I think they made a movie or something around it.
Yeah, I remember my folks used to watch this movie all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sad record, too. It's a really sad album. But this is one I used to desperately want. I the coolest look to me in the world from The Gambler. Mm. Like when I was a young kid, I wanted to grow up to be a man that wore a white suit and a black shirt underneath. Because to me, that was just the height of cool. Right? It was just the height of cool. Climax plays this all the time in the mix. Oh, people go bananas for it. Bananas for it.
I don't even remember how did it start.
On a long summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up.
Yeah, you're right.
On a train bound for nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring at the window, at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. No lyrics in front of me. No lyrics in my life. At a reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind saying, I can see you're out of aces. Oh, this is not even the saddest song on the record.
I'll give you some advice.
As I handed him my bottle, ready for this? He drank down my last swallow.
Oh, wow.
Drank down my last swallow.
You're getting mad pop for me right now.
And I gave him a light.
Holy. And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right.
And then here comes the big chorus.
Wow,
right?
Dude.
I'm telling you, bro, my life.
Listen.
Sitting in my parents' basement, also my basement, sitting in my parents' basement, dreaming of the day that I could wear a white suit with a black shirt underneath so I could entertain people singing The Gambler. That was like my dream. This was there was nothing cooler to me at a point in my life. Dude, there was nothing cooler.
Like mad props. Honestly, right? I'm not trolling. Props. For real. You get mad props, bro.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Ninja, 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 ninja.
Yeah. Tyler Blevins, a.k.a. Ninja. I never even heard of this guy. I never really heard of Fortnite, which is the new game that everyone's playing.
Freaking out over, yeah.
He and Drake decided to jump on Twitch one night, which is the platform where everybody watches you play video games. And like hundreds of thousands of people just stayed up all night for hours and hours and hours on end just watching them play Fortnite.
Yeah.
And then he shows up on CNBC, Ninja does, doing an interview where they start talking about how he makes $500,000 a month just playing video games. Not against other people, but having just people watch him play video games.
Yo, 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 Ninja, it's Ron Zamoka. What up?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's going on? You are so fascinating, man. I was just going through some of the stuff when you did your interview with CNBC and all these other magazines talking about how much you make a month just playing Fortnite. Before we get to the money, can you explain the fascination with Fortnite?
Dude, I mean, this game's been out for, I think, like 6 months now, maybe more. And the game has just taken off and blown up, really, just because of a number of things. You know, I've said this a couple times, but you know, the fact that it's free to play, the fact that it's on, you know, it just came out on mobile, right, for the iOS, the iPhone, and it's on, you know, Xbox, PlayStation 4, PC, it's all over the place, man. It runs very well for a game. You know, it doesn't require too much of a crazy setup, like a PC or anything, to run well. And, you know, it's just super attractive, man. You know, if I had to refer to it as another game, or compare it to something, I'd be like the Minecraft of, like, shooters.
Oh, okay. There we go. Now I understand. Forbes says that you're making $560,000 per month playing Fortnite. Is that true?
I mean, I don't want to get specifically into the numbers, but like...
Are they way off? Or are they a little off?
I'd say they're like way off.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Wow. Okay.
Like way off low or way off high?
Like low.
Low. Way off low.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. All right.
Bravo, Ninja.
Bravo, Ninja.
Hey, so with all this talk, your name associated with Fortnite, right? Is that the only game that you are playing right now? Is there like an exclusivity? You can only play Fortnite for, you know, let's say the next 30 days before you can start talking about or advertising or promoting other games?
So no, man. Twitch is a fantastic beast, man. I mean, you can literally do whatever you want. And as far as I know, there aren't any deals that are ever done. Like, you get paid to play a game, but you have to advertise it, right?
Gotcha.
Like, everyone has to know. I think it started with the Kardashians when they were, like, tweeting or Instagramming, like, stuff that they were being paid to,
yeah,
but no one knew about it. So you have to have, like, hashtag ad or hashtag sponsor or something like that.
And I think that when people start hearing somebody like yourself who can make an extreme amount of money playing video games, these aren't the sort of video game tournaments that we see where it's actual prize money. You make the Correct. Majority of your money playing a video game, but you make your money off just having people watch you play the video game.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that is a lot yeah. more than pretty incredible. It sounds sort of like, you know, when kids used to just grab a guitar and practice a mm-hmm. lot and want to be rock stars. You know, like it was almost mm-hmm. a lottery life mm-hmm. where the numbers just sort of didn't add up. You know, it was like making a career plan saying, I'm going to grow up and be a lottery winner, you know, getting good at right. something like the guitar. But to me, this like video game and, you know, especially something like Fortnite, it's kind of like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the new rock star dream for a lot of kids.
Yes, yes. So just as you're like a rock star, you know, you got to, or, you know, a kid, or anything like that, you got to play, you know, first you got to be better than everyone else, right? I mean, if you're going to be like the, you know, the Kiss of rock stars, you got to know how to jam out better than millions of other people. And it's something that really is difficult to reach. It's not easy. You're going to have to put in a heck of a lot of hours. You know, it's very difficult to convince your parents that, you know, oh yeah, I want to play a guitar for a living and make millions of dollars. It's kind of an insane concept.
Did you have to convince your parents that that you wanted to play video games for a living? Like, how young were you when you decided that this was going to be your thing?
Yeah, so I was like 17, I think, or maybe 16 when I started to hear about like tournaments and Halo. It was definitely difficult. I mean, the most important thing was that I continued every other aspect of my life. I, you know, introduced the idea to them, you know, while I was still, you know, playing soccer and, you know, going to school and doing well, not horrible. It was one of those things where it's just like, as long as you aren't, you know, sucking at life, yeah, sure, you know.
Pretty basic. Hey, Ninja, before we let you go, here's what I want to know. In the world of video games and your status, your celebrity status right now, who in that world that you're in would you consider is your arch nemesis? Do you have an enemy in that world?
Dude, an enemy, man. No, actually, I don't think I do, man. I don't hate anybody. It's my brother is a youth minister, man. He's always saying, you know, love your enemies, all that stuff. And they don't make enemies either. So, no,
really?
I'm good.
So you don't have anyone out there that's always, like, coming at you and being like, yo, you got to test me in this game, or I would whoop your ass in this, come test me type of thing?
No. No, oh, dude.
Wow.
Why not? I wish I had an answer. You just got me like pumped up to like have an enemy. Like,
You may need one. I'll tell you, bro, if we were writing the comic book, the perfect enemy for the guy who makes $500,000 a month playing video games would be his youth pastor brother. if we're writing that story, you already know the enemy. It just hasn't happened yet.
Hey, Ninja, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kids 925, hello.
Hey, I'm not on the radio, am I?
Yeah, why?
Okay, no, I just wanted, is this Roz?
Yeah.
I listen to you guys all the time, and I see you on commercials. I just wanted to say you're one of the best-looking guys ever. You have a very unique look. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, Mocha's here, too. He's listening in, by the way.
Well, he's also very handsome, but you just have a really, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to say that. I just saw his phone on the way to work.
Break it down for me here.
Yeah, because I want my feelings to be hurt even more. So let's break this down.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Just, I have no idea.
Well, is it the beard? Is it his eyes?
It probably
eyes?
Is.
Is it the hair?
It's the beard. It's the beard.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, you know, I got a beard too.
You know, I was just gonna say, you know, Mocha has a beard too, right?
I got a thick beard. I've been growing my beard out.
That's true. You sound like you're a little on the apprehensive about this, or like a little I don't even know what it is, shy or something like that.
No, not at all. I just wanted to call and say that. That's all. I see you guys all the time. You're great.
What's your name?
Not giving my name.
Okay, so how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Yeah, just so you know, people, Mocha, this is not the first time that somebody who has called in that prefers me would also prefer to not give their name.
Sure.
Which does nothing for me, by the way.
The reason why I ask is, are you in a relationship right now? Do you have a... a husband or boyfriend? No. Oh, okay.
No.
I just was like wondering why you wanted to be like so secretive. Like you didn't want anybody else to know that you got a thing for Roz.
No, I'm just kind of private. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you make it sound like she's the only one that has a thing for me. Like it's not like some
thing. I know, like your girlfriend Catherine.
No. Let's leave Catherine out of this. Okay. She's not. Don't get me wrong. She's the love of my life.
Yeah.
Love of my life. But come on. It's not just anonymous on the phone here and my girlfriend. There's a lot more people.
I'm sure there's more.
Met a couple fellas. Yeah, Maury just put his hand up.
Okay, wait. So have you had this conversation with other people that you know?
Good question, Mocha.
Possibly, yeah. I probably mentioned it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like you mentioned it to them and they agree, or you mentioned it to them and they just like, whatever?
I don't think that anybody agreed or didn't agree. I just, it was a statement I made and I guess that was it.
Is there any surprise? Don't ruin this for me.
Don't ruin this for me. I'm telling you right now, Maury, if you ruin this for me, I'm going to be very upset with you.
Matthew's mentioned how good looking you are while we were cuddling once.
That's weird.
Okay. So weird.
Yeah, get out.
Ask her the question, Mocha.
What? No, I'm not getting out.
Ask her the question. No.
This whole conversation is about you.
That doesn't matter. Ask her the question that you ask everybody. Ask her the question that you ask everybody, please.
We're going to ask you the question we ask everybody between Roz and Mocha. Who's your favorite?
They're both great on the radio.
No, that's not the question, though. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
You're both my favorite on the radio.
Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
It's 50-50.
It can't
be, though. I'm not budging.
Even after all that, you still can't say I'm your favorite?
Because I don't think that you really are. So I'm going to ask the question again. You should see Roz's face. His jaw's literally on the floor. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Okay, as far as looks go, it would be Roz.
No, overall.
So you're both... I can't.
The total package, overall. Dude, I have a feeling she wants to say Mocha.
I know. Do you want to say Mocha and just don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, not at all. I just think it's a great, you guys are great in the morning. That's all.
You can say Mocha, you know. It's okay. I won't feel bad.
I'm actually, you know what? I'm just pulling into work.
Oh, how convenient.
I'm going to have to go, but... keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh. Of what, being good looking? It's very difficult, you know.
Or being your favorite, which is me.
Okay, this was set up for me to win. This was a victory in hand.
And I had to just push it.
I had to push it. I couldn't just let it go. I couldn't just take the win. I couldn't just take the win.
Okay, Roz, I'll give it to you. How's that?
You'll give what to me?
You're the best.
No. Say the words.
You're my favorite.
Oh, thank God. Even if you don't mean it, it means so much to me.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. The Roz and Mocha Show. Podcast. So almost 10 years ago, they did a study on sleep and relationships and found that almost a quarter of the people they talked to of married couples had filed for what they described as a sleep divorce, meaning a quarter of the people they talked to are now sleeping in separate beds.
What?
Because sleep is so important to people. And sometimes you live with a snore. Sometimes you live with a kicker. Sometimes you live with all this stuff. So they redid this. So this was 10 years ago. They just redid a new study.
Yeah.
And the numbers have gone up to now it is 30.9%.
That is a high number. So hold on. So people.
Yes.
Still married or still together, whatever.
Yes.
Do not at night go to sleep in the same bed.
Correct.
They have their own beds.
Yes. It's like watching The Crown, where Philip was on one side of the house and Elizabeth was on the other.
And they could just see each other through the door.
Or my grandparents, when they renovated the dining room into their downstairs bedroom with separate beds. They say, though, 10% of those people surveyed have had a relationship end over sleep issues.
Really?
Yes.
My dad often sleeps in a different room in the house.
Some people don't pronounce the T in that word, but okay.
Which word?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, there's no T in dad. Because of the snoring.
Really?
And I get my best sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Because it's warmer and it's just, I'm alone.
So if you had, could you pitch the idea? Would you, Maury, be happier with separate beds?
Matthew would be the happiest person alive.
Matthew would be the happiest person alive.
I'm the one that's holding out because I just want to make sure that he doesn't leave me.
But you're the one who seems to be more comfortable and content not sleeping with Matthew.
I know, for sure. But I just want to at least know that I still have my spot on that side of the bed.
Right.
For when I need it.
What about if you moved into a separate room? What if you moved into the office on a pullout?
Well, then I just don't know what's happening outside of the door.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, dude?
I just heard the girl on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I like Mocha better than Roz.
Man, we didn't even have to ask you who your favorite
wow.
is.
You didn't have to ask me. I just heard the radio. I'm choosing Mocha.
Wow.
Why?
Well, nobody asked.
Now I want to know why.
Because you're more funnier.
Oh, okay. Funnier than Roz.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I never listen.
I hate the traffic in Toronto. I want to go back home.
Well, I hate you.
Wow.
It's horrible. I hate it.
Good. I hate you. Go home.
Okay, I should go back home then.
Yeah, go home.
Where's home for you, Mike?
I live in Vaughan.
Oh, okay.
Where does Mocha live?
Mocha lives in Vaughan.
Yeah, exactly. What is up with all you guys up in Vaughan? I swear to God, did you join the mob when you went up to Vaughan? Do you have to?
You should come move up here too. I bought you a house. Move up.
What, I got to go move into Vaughan?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Taking all the hot spots, man. All the food
Ross,
places.
Where are you from?
Oh, boy.
Where's Ross from?
I live in Toronto.
But he's from Acton.
Yeah. No, I live in Toronto.
Acton.
No, like when there's a mayoral election, I get to vote for the mayor of Toronto.
I got one question for you guys.
What?
Who are you guys going to vote for Premier in June?
I don't talk about that. Come on now.
Okay. I love you guys, okay?
All right, bro.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Bye.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
There is a waiter in Vancouver who was fired for being rude. Okay. And he had said, "I'm not rude. I'm just French."
Huh?
So so he was fired for, quote, being aggressive, rude, and disrespectful, I guess, to his coworkers and also maybe the clientele. Guillerme Ray, who worked at a Vancouver restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. He's filed a complaint with the Human Rights Tribunal against his former employer, claiming, quote, discrimination against my culture. The restaurant, operated by Cara Food Operations, accused Ray of violating its code of conduct and said he persisted in his behavior despite verbal and written performance reviews. In alleging discrimination, Ray said French culture just, quote, tends to be more direct and expressive. Both parties agree that Ray performed well at his job despite his allegedly disagreeable demeanor, aka being French. Saying, quote, Mr. Ray will have to explain what it is about his French heritage that would result in behavior that people misinterpret as a violation of workplace standards of acceptable conduct.
Wow.
They wrote in the file. So he's like, listen, guys, I'm not rude.
I'm just French. Guys, let's talk about this.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, as a driver now, because I'm almost going on 1 year of being a licensed driver.
Oh, snap. Almost. Right. Experience.
Thank you. I like to rock out of my car.
Okay. I don't think anybody says, I like to rock out of my car.
Well, listen, you don't drive with me. But I read things now about cars. And I was flipping through the pages of Britain's Automobile Association magazine.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you were in like Hot Rod magazine or something.
No. I like to go global.
Okay.
With my love for automobiles.
You're such a grease monkey.
Thank you. And I was reading this fantastic article about the best sing-along car songs.
Okay.
And I was fascinated by it for a number of reasons. But one, its lack of sort of contemporary. It's almost like they took this poll years ago and just keep repeating this poll every year since, not wanting to do the work to put a new poll together. So let me go through the top five right now of what they say in Automobile Association, out of Britain, by the way, are the best sing-along car songs. Okay.
Is Rihanna on there?
Rihanna's not on there. Song would be on there?
Shut Up and Drive.
No.
What about Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga? No.
What about Fine Young Cannibals? She drives me crazy.
No, not on there.
Eiffel 65.
What is which song? What's their song?
I'm blue. I'm
blue. No.
Man, nobody wants to sing I'm blue while they're driving down the highway. Jeez, oh, Life is a Highway.
No, Life is a Highway is not on there.
Life is a Highway. How is Life is a Highway not on this list?
I'm telling you. All right. So so let's start here with number five on the list, please. Don't stop
believing.
All right. Okay. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Although this song always makes me think about the last episode of Sopranos.
Okay, at number four is...
No, sorry, I highly disagree, okay, guys.
Dancing Queen by ABBA? No. So you highly disagree.
I highly
agree.
Okay, Maury highly agrees.
No.
At number three is... Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond.
What is this? A wedding from the 80s?
What did I tell? Did I not preface this by saying it sounds like they did this poll in like 1989 and just have never updated it and just keep republishing the same poll year after year after year? So these are the best sing-along car songs by Britain's Automobile Association. A poll that they took. Number two on the list, Mocha.
No, thank you.
The very hot new track by Bon Jovi called Living on a Prayer.
No, thank you.
You don't like this song, Maury?
I'm not a Bon Jovi fan.
Really?
No.
That's odd to me.
He's too rugged around the edges.
Yeah, and also... Can I just say that when it comes to sing-along car songs... A song that has a note in it like this one that no normal human being can hit shouldn't be on this list. Why not just put the Star Spangled Banner on there? Nobody can sing that song either. That note's too high to hit. And number one on the list of the best sing-along car songs is...
Come on!
But I think that this has more to do with Wayne's World, right?
Yeah.
Because Wayne's World turned this into an iconic...
singing your car song.
Singing in your car song.
What did you and I sing along to just the other day?
No, we didn't, Maury. You sang along and started headbanging to this and almost crashed the car and ended my life. You know I have a child, right? I'm a father.
That being said, it was this song.
Right. Oh, but you didn't even put get the part where the headbanging part comes in.
Yeah, where's that part?
Oh, well, you can't sing along to that. You can sing along to this.
No, but that's the part where you... You do the movements.
Anyway,
and stuff.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is the number one car
man,
song.
Again, it just sounds like a song is from.
I'm telling you, man.
A wedding reception in the 80s.
Lit wedding, though, huh?
Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, people were wilding out on Twitter over the weekend. Actually, mainly yesterday, over a specific March Madness bracket.
Oh, don't even talk to me. Basketball. I was going to say football. I'm so shook right now.
Oh, I'm not talking about basketball.
Oh.
I'm talking about the bracket that had everyone shook yesterday.
Which was what?
The Disney bracket.
Oh. Don't. Listen, just do it on another time. Don't glom on.
There's a bracket of like the best Disney movies.
Okay.
And it's based on Disney versus the Disney Pixar movies.
Okay.
So on one side, you have movies like The Lion King and Aladdin and Little Mermaid and Zootopia, Beauty and the Beast.
Good movies.
And on the other side, the Pixar side, you have Toy Story and Toy Story 2, Coco, Cars, Good Dinosaur, Bug's Life, Finding Nemo, Inside Out, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles, Wall-E.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And these are like completely random, man.
So who's beating who?
It's all over the place. I couldn't find one that is like...
So there hasn't been one winner announced
yet. There hasn't been
okay.
one specific winner. No, these are
right.
like everyone going in and picking doing their brackets. So one person, for example, has Monsters, Inc. as their number one, as the winner, right?
Great movie.
Another person has Aladdin as theirs.
Man.
Another person has Coco, which is a recent movie.
Yeah. Sad,
as
though.
Their winner.
Coco's very sad. I will say this about Cars and why it's a terrible movie. And it's become a classic and I don't get it. And like, I know little boys love it and everything else.
Yeah.
Cars is an awful movie. Lightning McQueen
why?
Is a terrible character. Lightning McQueen is a complete and utter jerk to everyone in the movie.
Really?
And he learns a lesson, I guess, But he learns the lesson in that movie way too late to redeem himself.
He was a jerk to everybody?
He is. Lightning McQueen
is such. He just had a sports attitude. Like he went in thinking he was good, and that's the attitude you should have when you want to win.
No, Lightning McQueen is a jerk. He's a total and complete jerk. And the difference is, Maury, if you want to go down that road, he's not a jerk to other competitors. He's a jerk to people who are regular folk. That's the difference. If Lightning McQueen was just a jerk to other race cars. No. If he was a jerk to other race cars, that would be different. But he's not. He's a jerk to everybody.
Did you see Cars 2 when it all came to blows for him?
No, because I don't care. Lightning McQueen is one of the worst characters in one of those movies, in one of those animated movies.
Why was he a jerk
to
everybody, though? Was it like right from the beginning? Because he was always winning and he was like, I'm the man.
Because he is
like
a jerk.
Ricky Bobby.
He's like Ricky Bobby, but he is a complete jerk. And he does sort of learn a lesson, but he learns it way too late in the movie. Way too late in the movie to make it even remotely redeemable. That's a terrible movie. Cars is a terrible movie.
It was the first movie I ever saw with my little brother, so it holds a special spot for me.
Well, you should teach them that it's a terrible movie then. Well, you should have recognized that.
Based on the Disney bracket that I'm seeing on Twitter, nobody has picked Cars.
Good.
As their number one clear winner.
When you're reading
the
bracket, did you actually play along? Because Disney on their Instagram did an actual like poll after poll after poll.
So are there winners being announced as far as who's beating who?
Because I've been voting since last week. Because on their Disney Instagram, you could pick, like they were doing a poll.
So which ones have you picked?
The ones
because
I
they
liked.
Don't, So, because they don't have like every single movie, right? Like on one side you have Tarzan versus Lion King and Princess and the Frog versus Lilo and Stitch and Tangled versus Big Hero 6 and then Frozen versus Moana.
Big Hero 6 didn't get enough play in my book.
I still haven't seen that
First
one.
First of all, Big Hero 6 is a sad movie.
It's really good, though. I love Big Hero
Aladdin
6.
Aladdin versus Hercules, Little Mermaid versus Pocahontas.
How's Up not in there?
That's on the other side, I believe. Yeah, Up on the Pixar side, Up versus Brave.
I literally saw Up for the first time last night.
Really?
That was so sad. Is, 7 minutes somebody
Ups,
dies.
Spoiler
Ups,
alert.
Up's really, well, yeah, it I mean, is a fa- it's the it whole is, purpose of the movie, but Up's, no, a re- Up's a really sad movie, too. It's a beautiful movie, but it's a really sad movie.
I just
movie.
Don't understand why in Disney movies, like, kids always have, somebody has to die. And
well,
because like,
that's the way that it goes. It's terrible.
Spoiler
it's terrible.
Alert, guys. Come
they
on.
Are. They're always dying. But yes, no. This is a fascinating bracket. So go through a couple of the other matchups for me here.
So Up versus Brave, Toy Story 1 versus
so wait,
Toy Story 2.
Up versus Brave. Up versus Brave. I really liked Brave, but Up is a classic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Up on that one.
And then Toy Story versus Toy Story 2.
Man, Toy Story 1.
Whatever. That's a push. Toy Story 1. Sure.
Coco versus Cars.
Coco.
Toy Story 3 versus Good Dinosaur.
Good Dinosaur.
No, Good Dinosaur is terrible.
Why is
terrible?
It
it's another
what is
terrible
with
movie.
You in Disney movies?
No. Good Dinosaur is a terrible movie. It's incredibly sad.
Ratatouille
it's awful.
Versus Bug's Life.
Ratatouille is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Bug's Life.
Finding Nemo versus Inside Out.
Inside Out. 100%.
I would agree with that one. Yeah. Monsters Inc. versus Cars. Monsters Inc. for sure.
Monsters Inc. for sure.
Incredibles versus Wall-E.
Wall-E.
A lot of people picked Incredibles. A lot of people pick Incredibles,
go
man.
Incredibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's
your Disney
tough,
bracket.
That's tough. That's tough.
Tougher than March Madness happening right now.
Way tougher than March Madness.
Got a lot of people heated online. Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Hey, Kiss 92.5. This is Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mia.
What's up, Mia?
Just getting ready for school and eating breakfast.
Oh. What's on the menu for breakfast?
Well, so far, just like a yogurt drink and a mango, but my mom's making me eat a bagel, which sucks.
Eat a pickle?
No, a bagel.
Oh, a bagel.
You don't like bagels?
I like bagels. I'm just not that hungry in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What does your mom make you put on the bagel? Like cream cheese, butter, peanut butter, what?
Cream cheese.
Oh, okay.
You know what I do if I ever have a bagel? First of all, Montreal bagels is the way to go.
Yeah.
I like a Montreal bagel. I do, toast it up. And then cream cheese. And then on top of the cream cheese, I do a ton of cracked black pepper from the pepper mill.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, cracked black pepper on cream cheese on a Montreal bagel is where my heart lives.
Dude, my absolute favorite bagel.
Yeah.
By far. And I have yet to find another bagel that could test the taste and texture and just the feel.
I'm with you. Hit me.
Is made by Ace Bakery.
Oh, really?
The baguettes.
Ooh. Oh, I love their baguettes. I eat them almost
so
all
the time. So imagine a baguette, but in bagel form.
Okay, keep going.
Oh my
keep going.
God.
Keep going. Keep
Dude,
going.
those freshly baked Ace Bakery bagels.
Yeah.
My God, you will never find another bagel that's better. Mm-hmm. And even still, like anything, like they even their hamburger buns.
I'm interested.
I just
now.
Love.
Oh my God.
Okay. But the bagels that they make, they're so soft.
I can
dude.
Top that bagel.
Question for you. Does it have, is it a poppy seed? Is it a plain? Is it
no,
a sesame
I get the plain
seed?
Ones. I get the plain ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you.
If you live up Bathurst area, you want to go to Greif's Bagels. Line up out the door every single day. What they makes, only take cash.
Okay. Tell me what makes the bagel special.
Greif's Bagels.
Greif's Bagels. So they're warm, fresh out of the oven.
What kind of bagel? Describe the bagel. What kind of bagel?
It's a round bagel.
No, you understand it's round. No. What? Okay. Okay. More. Okay. Describe the bagel.
I was trying to.
Okay. Continue.
So round.
Okay. Stop.
Thick
okay.
Bagel.
Okay. Okay.
Moist in the inside.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not even like now, it's not do, hard. Now, okay. It's soft.
So how do you toast? Do you toast that up?
No, you eat it right out of the bag.
Really? Right out of the bag?
Literally,
huh?
Bagel mouth.
So no toasting? No toasting. You put anything
nothing,
on it?
Nothing. Eat the bagel
nothing.
As is.
Really?
So you eat it,
dry?
Like a
no,
muffin.
No, this is the least driest bagel you will ever
have. Okay, so hold on
here.
So these bagels you just eat like it's a muffin, like it's a, or a donut.
Like a donut.
Where you don't put anything in it.
I'm telling you, people know Greif's
Bagels. Greif's Bagels. Yeah. And Mocha, your bagel is?
Oh, it's made by Ace Bakery.
Ace Bakery.
Is yours round too?
Yeah.
No, Maury, they're triangle.
Now, you want to talk about those little triangle buns that you can get at Costco? We can talk. Right? Right? Am I alone?
Yeah, no.
Right?
No, you got
you feel
it.
Me?
You
got
it. You got
okay.
it.
Triangle bagels.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Hey, Mia, thanks for the call. Go enjoy your bagel. Have a wonderful long weekend, okay?
Okay. And you guys have a good one, too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kiss 92.5. Good morning. This is Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Good morning. It's Louis.
Louis, what's up, man?
Good, good, good. Listen, guys, I got a question for you. And we could include Maury if he's there and if he's available.
Okay.
What is your secret to have so much energy so early in the morning?
I think that the secret is that we don't have that much energy in the morning. I think that the secret is just sounding like you have that much energy in the morning.
Oh, is that the secret? Because I've been waking up early, and early for me is 6 a.m. because I go to work at 7.
Yeah.
But you guys, I bet you guys are there at like 4 in the morning, but you have so much energy that I'm like, what do? Do they shower? Do they not shower? What is it?
I did not shower this morning.
You didn't?
No. Nope.
Did you shower this morning, Maury?
Yeah, but I start off hot and then I give myself a little shot of cold.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I shower every morning. I think, you know, part of the ritual, like I'm up at 3:15, out of the house at 4. By the time I get here, it's 4:30. So before we even get on the radio, I've already gone through my morning routine. So by 6 a.m., I'm like ready to go.
That is crazy. It takes me about an hour and a half at work to be able to be, you know, fully myself.
Right.
I'm a zombie at work.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
It takes you an hour and a half.
Good to know.
To get into the headspace of working when you work with heavy machinery.
Yeah, way to keep the city safe, bro. I will say this, the being up and sort of alive and everything else, people wake up early in the morning and go to the gym. Like, energy is there. I think that the thing that is the most difficult or the most unnatural is when it comes to doing what we do, it's not natural to be funny at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, sitting around talking and having a good time and riffing. And that's all stuff that happens in the evenings. You know, that's when you sit around with your friends and you got a lot to talk about. You're sharing stories. You're making each other laugh. Like, that's an evening sort of activity. Doing that, being funny at 6 o'clock in the morning, is the unnatural part of it. The energy is whatever. You can have energy. People have energy in the morning, but it's what we do. It's just being funny is not natural at 6:02 a.m. on a Wednesday. Like, it's not a natural thing.
I agree. Well, you guys are playing it off really well.
Roz and I sing in the car on the way in, too.
No, we don't, Maury. Jesus, stop lying.
What do you sing?
Nothing. We don't.
This morning we sang Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Okay, so Bohemian Rhapsody came on, and Maury was like, are you ready? We're going to do the headbanging part. And I was like, okay, cool. And then the headbanging part from Bohemian Rhapsody came on. Maury grabbed the steering wheel with two hands, started headbanging, and then looked at me, and I was doing nothing. because I'm not going to do that at 5 o'clock in the morning.
He tried so hard to have a moment with
just
you.
Just a moment.
I failed miserably. Hey, Lewis, we appreciate the phone call today, brother.
Thanks, guys. I've been listening to you guys forever. Love you guys. Great job, and have an awesome weekend.
You too. Between Ross and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, it's so early still.
Enough with the early, bro. Okay?
I'm going to have to go with Ross because he's a savage.
Oh.
Damn. Okay, then.
Nice.
Yeah.
Respect. All right, brother. Take care, man.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah. The Ross and Mocha Show Podcast.
Who's the rapper that thinks the earth is flat?
B.O.B.
Right.
Let me tell
Flat
you this.
Earth Bob.
Let me tell you this story about a 61-year-old limo driver in California who's also a self-taught rocket scientist.
Okay.
Who also believes that the earth is flat.
Oh, for God's sake.
He wanted to see for himself if the earth is indeed flat. All he had to do was ask me, and I would have told him yes. Over the weekend, he launched himself into the sky in a rocket that he built in his garage. His name's Mad Mike Hughes. And he made it almost 1,900 feet in the air before having to deploy his parachute. And when he started heading towards the ground a lot quicker than he thought, he had to deploy his second parachute.
What is the matter with people?
And then he landed in the Mojave Desert.
Man.
And the... I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
The ramp that he used to launch his rocket into the air, the same rocket that he built in his garage.
Yeah.
The ramp was made out of an old mobile home.
Okay. Of course it was.
A 61-year-old man. Okay.
Use what you got, right? Trying to launch himself into space off an old mobile home? To prove that the earth is flat?
Yeah, almost 1,900 feet in the air.
Okay, man, you need a family. At that point, you need to have friends in your life that are going to stop you from doing something like that.
Which clearly he has neither.
Which clearly he has neither of. Like, neither.
No one said to him, hey, Mad Mike, listen. Bruh,
yeah.
See, this may not be a good idea.
See, Elon Musk is ruining it for everybody because Elon Musk got a lot of money and then he started building rockets and everything else because that's all ever people want to do. They're just like, man, I wish I had like all this crazy amount of money. And I would just like spend it on stuff. But he's really no different, except the fact that he's rich. Evil Knievel did this same thing with people in the past. Evil Knievel was like just a professional stuntman. And they used to do television specials on him where they're like, Evil Knievel's going to jump a rocket car across the Grand Canyon. Yeah. And we would all tune in and watch.
Sure.
And much like Elon Musk, where everybody now thinks that they're scientists that can build their own spaceship.
In their garage.
In their garage with an old Winnebago. Everybody back then thought that they were a daredevil.
Yeah.
Where they would build their own ramps and try and jump things and line up, you know, 19 of your friends on the sidewalk and try and jump them with your bike. And the last three guys would get crushed.
Right? Sorry, guys.
And you have to go and explain to your family.
And their family
why they're bleeding. And you're like, well, he was jumping us. What do you mean he was jumping you? Like, how does that happen? They're like, well, we all lie down face down on the sidewalk, and then we built a ramp out of an old skid and a couple of 2x4s, and he didn't make it. and that was fine, right? But, like, we've been doing this forever. Stupid people have been doing stupid things forever, right? Stupid people. What, do you think I'm going to jump you on my bike, Maury? Please.
This is not a situation where we're supposed to say not it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I said not it in case it wasn't not it situation.
Okay. No. Thanks. You're covered now.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Scott McGilmory is here.
What's going on?
Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show, Scott.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad to be here.
Are you?
It's just, you know what? It amps it up. Like in the car, listening to you guys is one thing, but being in studio, it's a whole other level.
See, because I worry that it's a letdown for people because they expect chaos when they get in here. And oftentimes it's not. It's me sitting here rubbing my sore eye. you know what I mean? Mocha looking at pictures on his phone of his kid and Maury just being confused in general. Yeah. So I'm always worried that it's
walking around.
But so you guys it's not a letdown. It's like you guys got a vibe in the place. You've done some work here. You've renovated.
Yeah, it's a new studio. Does it get the Scott McGilvery passing grade in here?
So you got sort a new of. Studio.
Right. No.
First thing I noticed when I walked in is that the floor still squeak.
No, it looks good. It looks good. And I like that everyone can see you guys in here.
There's windows behind us.
Windows.
Now.
Yeah. I like that.
So the new show, this is crazy, dude. Congratulations. Buyer's Bootcamp on HGTV debuts Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
When the hell are they just going to name the network Scott McGillivray TV.
I got to get rid of the bald guy first.
That's true, yeah. We got to do something with Brian Baumler. They always say in shows like this, and Scott puts up his own money, and people are like, oh, that's complete crap. Is that true? Are you putting up your own money? Explain the premise of the show to us.
Well, you know, this is, I tell people this show kind of comes out of the authentic life that I have, where people are always asking me for opportunities and pitching me ideas. And believe me, I wish in you know, the world that somebody else would put up the money for everything I do on these shows. But the reality is, it is my money.
Yeah.
It's the real deal, you know, and sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, and we're not sugarcoating it in the show, which I like. I like it that way. But it is real. And if people think it isn't my money, then believe you me, you can watch me stress about it on the show.
On the show, will we see, have you lost?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Listen, it's not always a win. The hard thing with this show is that I'm partnering with, you know, brand new investors for the most part.
Who are strangers to you.
Strangers.
Yeah.
I meet them, literally meeting people, you know, they submit through our website, they submit their casting, like, hey, we have this great opportunity, or we want to buy this house, but we need Scott's help, and, you know, or we're scared and we want him to be our business partners on this, because I've put it out there that I'm going to partner with people.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I'm, you know, coming in, and you got to put your money where your mouth is. You can't just shake a hand and say, nah, I'm your partner, give me money. So I'm bringing cash to the table, and sometimes that's financing the properties. Most of the time it's paying for the renovations as well.
Wow.
And you know what? You got about an hour from the time I knock on their door. They've got about an hour to sell me the whole situation.
That's an hour?
This is like a fan of HGTV getting the call going, we want you to go pro.
Yeah. That's true.
That's exactly what this is.
But do you, Scott McGillivray, get an opportunity to do your research on the people that you are now
not the people,
going into
but
business
the properties.
With?
The properties, yes. Yeah. Like I have like my sort of comps and stuff. So I'm like, okay, this could be interesting. I knock on the door and I find out all the other details. I usually have the purchase price and all that stuff. But literally, I'm meeting them. I'm asking them a ton of questions. I'm challenging them on a bunch of things. I'm saying, what do you need from me? How much is it going to cost? And, you know, there's some episodes where literally it's $1 million property that I have to make a decision on in less than an hour.
Jeez.
And how many times have you butted heads with?
Well, I don't pick everybody. That's the crazy thing. Like in some episodes, I'll go through a couple houses. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Just add then to the long list of people you've rejected in life, huh?
Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta go there? Wow.
Again, Buyers Bootcamp with Scott McGillivray this Sunday night at 9 on HGTV. Congratulations, brother. This looks like an incredible, incredible show. Cannot wait to watch.
It's fun. We gotta get you, Roz, we gotta get you back on the show.
I would glad you tell me when.
Back
I'll
on
get
the
you
show.
Back on.
I don't know. You and Catherine, Mocha, maybe we'll do an episode. You want to invest in real estate? I know I know where you live. I know your neighborhood. Let's do it.
You know what? I think I saw your wife at Longo's not that long ago.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
But I didn't want to say anything because I thought maybe that would be weird.
Did she look like she was buying a lot of like diet food for a man? Because if that's the case, she probably was.
Why you gotta make fun of me? It's been a stressful year, man.
The cart was filled with all hair gel.
Cut me some slack. Oh, that was definitely Sabrina then.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Thursday, going into your long weekend.
Used to weekend.
Screw off today. Who cares?
Yeah.
Making an extra long weekend.
Well, it's tough because when Friday's the holiday.
I know.
Because it's rare that Friday's the holiday, right? Isn't it normally a Monday that it's a, isn't it? Or am I wrong about that? Am I just assuming that? Because it feels weird to have a Friday off.
Yeah, I can't remember the last long weekend where the long weekend started on the Friday. We get the Friday
off. Thanksgiving? You get Friday off on Thanksgiving?
No, I think you get Monday off.
Do you?
Thanksgiving
Friday? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's so confusing.
You know what?
How do I not know that by now? My whole life we've done Thanksgiving.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I have already checked out.
Of what? Life?
For the day, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's only 6:02.
I need you for a few things this morning.
Like what?
So I hope you're not bothered by it. I don't know. I'd like to have a couple conversations at least.
I don't know.
Maury.
Happy to pretend to be Mocha if he's checked
no,
out.
No, do not need you to pretend to be Mocha. I don't need you to be anything other than yourself, Maury.
You know what? Honestly?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even care if, damn it, Maury sat here and just ran everything.
No, that's not
the whole show,
no.
And I'll just sit over there.
Okay, no. I miss.
Just eating.
No. Don't, but I saw.
Eating chocolate.
No, what you're failing to understand is like, this is like when parents are going through problems, it's the kids that suffer, okay?
So I'm the kid.
No, I'm the kid,
oh,
Maury.
He is. Come on, bro.
You're the mom.
Why am I always the mom?
I don't know. Gee, I don't know why that always. Answer real good question. Please don't do that. Don't let Maury take control. Okay. Okay. Just because. Just
what's the worst that can happen?
My Jesus, this is starting off terribly right now.
How? Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, no, I just want to make sure that you're okay. Like, there's a show to be done.
I know, I'm fantastic.
Do you need a shoulder massage quick to get into the day?
The people need to be entertained. Hold on. Let me unlock the phones here. Maybe if somebody calls you, I'll cheer you up, get you into the show. Nobody wants you to check out. There's not one person that's going to call now that is going to encourage you to check out.
I'm not checking out. I'm just
not a single person
I'm
will
just
call.
You know that? That feeling you get right before you go on vacation?
Yes.
Right? Where you just like instantly relax?
Yeah.
Already?
I'm usually in the bathroom standing in front of the mirror trying on Speedos. That's
how you were going to say shaving.
No, shaving.
Trimming down.
No, that happens before. That happens right before. That happens. So listen, no, there's not one single person, one single person that's going to phone in and tell you to screw off today. So don't even worry
about it. Kiss 92.5 at Roz and Mocha.
I really think the Mocha should check out today and let Maury run the equipment.
Did you not see Maury leave his seat and walk into the other room just now?
Yeah, I also saw Maury pick up the phone because he's in a glass booth and our phone display says Maury
Sherman. Nothing to see here.
Call display, bro. Come on. Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha. What do you want?
I think you guys should give Maury a chance this morning and then let's take a break.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Wow. Man, if that was, this is not the most encouraging phone call ever.
Yeah.
When Mocha is talking about his lack of interest in doing the radio show today and you say, let Maury take over and give what's his name a break, you're not helping me. You're not helping me.
It would be good for us.
We have let Maury take over the show a couple of times, and it was an absolute disaster.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, guys.
Atrocious.
Keeps me awake coming from Toronto in the mornings.
Yeah.
My God, and you too. You guys are awesome. That laugh is infectious.
Yeah.
Aw,
yeah.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
What's his name's laugh?
Oh, shut up.
My name's Bellion.
thanks for the call, hon.
All right, take care.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. It's Roz and Mocha.
Roz, as much as I love you, bro, Mocha, I think you should switch on Maury and do what Maury does today.
Sit around with my shoes off and just eat food all day?
Yeah, and DM.
Absolutely.
DM underpants models on Instagram?
Absolutely. And answer the phone as you're somebody else and not Mocha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
Hello.
It's check out Mocha. It's check out time, bro.
Oh, no.
Hello, this is Tom.
Tom!
I work with the Roz and Mocha show.
All right.
Yeah.
Jerks. Thanks, baby.
You're all jerks.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha. Hello.
I think Maury should take over, but we should stop it under his ass first.
We should what?
You guys are killing me.
I think Maury should take over, but we should Tropic Thunder his ass first.
Which means what?
Spray paint him a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
No, you can't do that in 2018, bro.
Maury's just gonna do the job as Mocha. Maury doesn't have to go in brown face
to do
Mocha's job.
Is that what he meant?
Yes.
Is that what you meant? Yeah.
Don't you remember Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
In that movie?
Who was, what did he say? I'm the dude, playing another dude.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Great memory, by the way. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right.
Right on, guys.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, I love this. Welcome to the podcast exclusive, everybody.
Uh-huh.
We get a lot of questions. Most of these come through on Instagram. It's been a real great place for everybody to sort of gather together. And once a week when we put up the Ask Roz and Mocha picture, that you guys fill it full of fantastic questions. And we thank you for that. One we did not have a chance to get to last week, I wanted to get your take on now. And we'll start with this one. The question was from Mabel. And it was, if a reality TV show was made forcing Roz, Mocha, and Maury to live in a house together, who would be the first to cry, first to get into a fight, and first to leave the house slash quit the show?
Okay. First to cry would be Dan and Maury.
Correct.
First to get into a fight would be me with Dan and Maury.
Right.
First to leave the house slash quit the show would be Dan and Maury, because I would either kick him out of the house myself,
right,
or force him to quit the show.
Right. Yeah, I would say damn it, Maury, damn it, Maury, damn it, Maury for all three.
Right across the board.
Does it all have to do with food?
No.
No. No.
First of all, I could never do one of those shows, man. I did that Big Brother, went down to California when they were starting one of the seasons of Big Brother, and went in and I did the house thing for a full day. It was like 12 hours or whatever you were in there.
Yeah.
And you have to have something not right with you in order to be able to compete and thrive and win in a Big Brother situation. You have to have, and I don't know what is wrong with you, but you have to have something wrong with you in order to be able to do that.
I've always been told, and I've always said I would do so well on that show.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I'd get voted out immediately. I'd be like the 42-year-old who's not agreeable in any way. Sorry, I'd be the 43-year-old. Thanks, Maury. Anyway, moving on.
You're out of the house, Maury.
Yeah, see? Terrible strategy, Maury. Terrible strategy.
Get out.
Right? We just backdoored you.
Hey, you now. What?
That's a thing. You know. Who do we have on the phone?
Assie.
Hi, Assie. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha podcast. This is the Ask Roz and Mocha portion of it.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. What is your question?
Well, my brilliant question is, I want to know how many times during the show do you, Roz, have to go pee?
Oh, wow.
Very valid question, Assie.
Very valid question. Yeah, because, and I don't know when it happened.
Wait,
now that I, yeah.
Before you give your answer.
Yeah.
Assie?
Yeah.
What made you want to ask that question?
You know what, man? I can totally relate. I'm a very old 38, and I got to wake up like a couple of times. I mean, I got to go a couple of times at night to pee, just like Roz has to.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
And, you know, my wife gives me a hard time.
And what about like during the day, Assie? Do you got to pee a lot during the day, too?
You know, I wouldn't say it's as much. It's just kind of normal. But, like, for some reason, you know, at night, I just got to get up a couple of times. And it's really annoying, you know, it kind of disrupts your sleep.
I counted last week because I was just curious. So a full work week, not including the weekend, but Monday to Friday, I was curious as to how many times, because I felt like it was a lot, that I am in public doing something at a store, waiting for something, in a car, whatever, where I am almost pee my pants.
Really?
Right? Where I almost pee my pants. Like where I'm talking, like I have one eye closed and it's almost out of me.
Oh, no.
Like there's almost, like it's just, it's in, we're talking inches at this point, like centimeters. Like it's loaded and ready.
And I
counted last week. These are extreme situations. Not that I'm out in the world and have to go pee, but where I almost pee my pants.
Yeah.
Six in a 5-day span.
Really?
Six times out in the world.
That's a high number.
It's a high number. And I almost, I almost pee myself.
No offense, but you may actually, you know, as a friend, I'm telling you, you may need to invest in adult diapers.
It's better planning though. I don't plan for it. You
Mocha's right, because if you don't do that, you're in trouble.
Yes, thank you, Maury. Thank you for your contribution. Enough with the puns. I'm so done with them. So during the show, I would say two or three times.
Yeah. I would say that.
I counted four.
Yeah, you counted four. Why are you counting how many times I go pee?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Go
man.
Back to the puns.
Yo, oh, Assie, we appreciate the question. Thank you so much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, no worries, guys. I've been listening to you guys forever since the beginning. So I love the show. And
right on, brother.
Keep it up. 8.5 years between Roz and Mocha. Who's your favorite?
Oh, man. I got to go with my pee buddy, Roz.
Thank you. Okay.
I will gladly accept that L.
All right, pee buddy.
Have
a good day.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's great. That call made me feel great about myself.
You want to answer some more questions? What about this one?
Yeah.
From Nikki China. Would you ever let your kid date Maury's kid?
Would I ever let my kid date Maury's kid?
If Maury and Matthew had a kid.
Okay, did Maury and Matthew have a boy or a girl?
Let's say...
Well, no, I can answer that. If we're adopting, we want a boy.
You want a boy.
So a boy.
Right.
So let's say Dan and Maury had a boy. And you, okay. Roz, you have yeah. A little girl at home.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. First, I would never tell my kid to not date anyone. I think that that's a really sort of old school Hollywood kind of thing where you need somebody's approval. I don't want to raise a daughter to think that she needs my or a man's approval to do anything. So sure. I'm not going to be the, you know, guy with the shotgun and judgy, whatever. If I raised her right, she'll know who to date.
Yeah.
And therefore, what I'm going to say is that if I raised her right, she will know to steer clear of Maury's family.
Every single right? one of them.
Okay, would you let Cruz date Maury's son?
See, that's difficult because if they got along real well,
yeah,
like I'd be happy for him and everything.
Yeah,
but then that would just mean I'd have to spend more time with Dan and Maury.
So whose house am I going to for Christmas?
Right, and then there's right. that.
I know. So, I know. Yeah, you never know, right?
I know.
It's a tough call, though. It's a tough call. Maury, did you have a name picked out? If you and Matthew ever adopted,
a girl would be Mariah,
right?
And boy, if it's a boy, I want to give the boy Matthew's middle name Gabriel.
Gabriel. Oh.
I love his middle name.
Oh, but didn't people just going to call him Gabe? Gabe is not nearly as sexy as Gabriel,
yeah.
right?
And I know. There's that too, yeah.
Yeah. My brother dodged the dick bullet. He was just a couple years out of being called Dick because his name's Richard.
Right.
Right? If he was born a couple years earlier, like if he wasn't born in 72, if he was born in like 68, he would have been Dick for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Right? But they stopped doing that to kids in like 1970.
Just be like, it's easier just to say Rich.
Yeah. Let's just go, who thought of this?
Yeah.
Right? Somebody finally wised up that why do we call Richard's Dick? Let me ask you this question. Oh, here we go. This is from Martin. Martin, P-O-90. Martin, how many times would you wear a shirt before considering it dirty and throwing it in the laundry? Once and done? Twice or more? What about pants?
Okay, so t-shirts,
yeah.
Once and done.
Okay.
Sweaters and hoodies, maybe 2-3 times, then laundry.
Okay, yeah.
Jeans?
Yeah.
Jeans?
Infinite.
Maybe... Yeah, maybe like a month.
Yeah, infinite. Yeah.
Right? Maybe longer.
Sure.
Before tossing it into the laundry.
Absolutely. Maury?
Shirt, only if it's a full day, because I go by half day theory, where if I wore a shirt in the morning, I can wear it the next day in the afternoon.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Pants as long as I want until Matthew magically cleans them.
Right. But underpants were not on this list.
And underpants until the next spin. So a week.
So
yeah. Yeah.
So Maury has boxers that he wears for a full week.
And then when I come home from spin, I change those ones to the next ones.
Right.
But sometimes you've admitted on the show that sometimes, like, let's say if it's a Monday and you put on a fresh pair of boxers on a Monday and you go to spin that afternoon, you will still stay in those same boxers for like a couple of days until you go to spin again.
Because it depends on how hard I tried at spin that night.
Right.
Yeah. Like if they dry quickly, we're good.
Right. It's so gnarly.
Yeah.
That's so gnarly.
Freaking disgusting, dude.
Okay. So 5 days on underpants for Maury. Maury washes his t-shirts more than he changes his underpants.
That's so
weird. You know what I
mean? You're disgusting, man.
But t-shirts are on the outside.
You're gross. You are so gross.
So gross.
Every week we will post at Kiss925 on Instagram. Sweet. Ask Roz and Mocha. Feel free to ask us anything that you want, and we will answer it on the next edition of the Roz and Mocha podcast.
I'll tell you, starting next week, let's start with this one, which is from My Weird Ways, and we don't have enough time to do it today. How do you stop being friends with someone you've been friends with your whole life? Brackets, whoa. Toxic.
Hold on. Yo, we got to get that person on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get My Weird Ways on the phone with us next week on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.